You know I love talking about Sunday scaries, the gummies that we love, because Sunday is scary.
It is.
Well, it used to be.
Yeah.
But now it's not, because if you take your Sunday scaries and you chew them, all of a sudden it's so good for your anxiety. Well, they have a sister product called FOMO Bones, and it's an all-natural CBD dog bones for anxiety.
Oh, my gosh. My friend swore by them when her dog was had cancer, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And she would give the dog FOMO bones, and the dog was just, I mean, obviously they're in so much pain, but once they had this, it just completely
relaxed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because CBD is so good for pain,
yeah,
anxiety, yep, and it's, there's no THC in it, so it doesn't, you know, get, yep, them high or anything, but that is, that's so sweet.
It was,
I know,
great.
I have a friend that uses FOMO bones for their dogs when they travel.
Oh, that's smart.
It's really good for the car.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of animals, just like people, have anxiety before they, yeah, travel, before they get on a plane, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So it's so great. Plus regular anxiety, separation anxiety, scary thunder, fireworks, dog parks, nervous licking. You know, when people come to the door, mm-hmm, and sometimes, you know, your dog gets nervous. So right now, my listeners can buy FOMO Bones with a 10% discount and free shipping. You know what FOMO means? Fear of missing out. You don't want to miss out, and you don't want your pet to miss out on any fabulous experience because they have anxiety. So go to FOMOBones.com using promo code Heather. That's FOMOBones, FOMOBONES, FOMOBones.com using promo code Heather. FOMOBones.com. The Bros World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Yay. We are still drinking, and we are still at the Lido House Spa, where we speak in dulcet tones.
It's so nice, though.
Spa is a good gift.
It is. Yes.
I think it's a really good gift to give someone, because what I like about that is it's an experience,
mm-hmm,
and it's something that people don't usually do for themselves.
I was just going to say that. It's so funny, like with my grandma and my stepmom, and it's like, what do you give somebody? Like, you don't really, you're not there on a day to day. You don't really,
right,
know what they want.
Right.
But it's like a massage is always a way to go, or like a facial,
or body treatment,
yeah,
or whatever. Even if you don't like massages.
I got one here, and it was like a wrap, and it was supposed to like help with like your cellulite, and it was supposed to like get all, like just sort of like get all like the water toxins out.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. It was amazing. It was right before they opened. So I got a little luxury treatment.
I
here.
Love it.
I, yes, know. And I feel like it's one of those gifts that people remember. You, mm-hmm, know when you want to give something that someone's not going to kind of shove in a closet or,
right,
a drawer and forget about? But I feel like it's kind of like you have it in your wallet. You book the appointment. I feel like, you know.
Yeah. And then you're there and you're like, thank you so much. Like,
right,
I actually would have never thought about doing this.
Right. So you know how I hate gift certificates?
Yes.
For,
yes,
the kids?
Yeah.
I love them for adults. And,
right,
what's funny, mm-hmm, is so Victoria,
yeah,
who's our nanny?
Yeah,
she. I gave her a gift certificate to Nobu,
mm-hmm,
last year,
mm-hmm,
for something.
Okay,
and she just used it, and they stayed at Lido House,
right?
Because I had given her the Nobu thing. They went over to Nobu,
yeah,
had dinner, walked back over here to Lido House. They had drinks at Mayor's table. They had the best time.
So, oh, great.
She loved the hotel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They had, I was like, why didn't you tell us you were staying at Lido? We would have hooked you up.
I know.
I know. And she's like, no, didn't want to bother you.
Aw. It's, yeah.
She,
it's,
loved it. She said the hotel, yeah, was amazing. They went in the hot tub, jacuzzi.
Okay.
At night,
yeah,
something. I don't know. She said it was amazing. She had the best time.
That's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is very relaxing.
Riley told me when I saw him, he said that they had a huge amount of people for Thanksgiving.
They did.
And it was so successful. People are already booking for next Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We came here. So I had like a whole Thanksgiving with my family.
Mm.
And then he was like, so, and he didn't tell me this beforehand, but he was like, so you should come to Lido House and we'll have dinner there. I go, okay, yeah, I'll meet you there after I'm done. And he's like, so I want to make this like a tradition so that every Thanksgiving, because I'll probably be working, you come to Lido House or like whatever.
Wherever
hotel,
I am. Right.
And we basically have like a really, it's like a family sort of like feast. So the workers and we bring family and we just basically close the house down and we bring the best wine, the best champagne, the best food, and like everyone just like comes and hangs out.
After the restaurant closes?
Is, yeah,
that, oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
So I was like, huh, interesting. Okay.
Did you do that?
Well, we just did like a very intimate thing with like all like the chefs and yeah, like, the managers.
But it'll grow.
But that's what he sort of, his envision is like, it's going to grow and it's going to be like our families and kids running around and like
that's
a big
cool.
thing.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
That'll be interesting.
I love traditions.
But anyway, so the Thanksgiving was incredible.
I there. Would say our Thanksgiving was the yeah. best night, yeah. nighttime thing mm-hmm. of the whole trip.
Okay.
So let's jump into this. Okay. So we decided to go to Dominican Republic because we were looking for a place with great weather.
Yep.
And I like with kids, especially with the age spread, I like some Rancho Relaxo and some adventure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we wanted to go to Costa Rica.
Right.
But we couldn't go to Costa Rica.
Too many nights. It was like 15-day minimum. It was 12-day minimum.
There was something. That was for Christmas. But I feel like it was too close to the wet season. There was something that we decided not to go, or we decided
weather,
we wanted
flights,
to.
This, yeah. That, yeah.
Whatever it was. But I'm totally thinking we should do that next year, by the way. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. But so we heard about this place. We looked it up. Looked amazing. Found these rooms. All right. So let's just start from the beginning. So we were on separate flights.
Right.
But you guys got on the same day?
We got
yeah,
in the
we
same
were,
day.
Like half hour apart.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, the way there was great. My whole crew was me and Terry and six kids. Uh-huh. Oh, we did. Did I talk about the private suite thing that we did?
On the way there?
Yeah. No. So we flew United on the way there. And right. So United has their own fancy thing. So you go to this private area, you do not go in the regular airport. Go to this private area, and there's some outdoor space for the kids to play mini golf and, you know, cornhole. Oh, what do you call that thing?
Yeah.
Cornhole.
Yep.
Like little things out there. There's a fire pit, whatever. And then inside the suite, there's snacks and there's drinks and there's a private bathroom and a TV, and you hang out in there until it's time for your flight. And they take your passports and they get your luggage all checked in and the whole thing. And they have their own little security.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just you.
Yeah.
So there's like they look at your passport and there's the little
private
security.
Airport.
You know, it's literally mm-hmm. a private airport. And then they take you on sprinters.
Yeah.
Directly to the plane.
So cool.
And you walk up the stairs yeah. right to the opening of the plane and you get on the plane.
Yeah.
Rock star.
Right.
I mean, that's
what American Airlines doesn't have. That's
right.
Yeah.
I thought they have it on the way there. It's the way back is the problem.
No, so it's like Delta has their own thing. Like
everyone has their
everyone
own.
Everyone has their own, yeah.
I will tell you, United's was very good.
Okay, good.
Very good. And so we get on the plane and everyone gets situated. It was great. The kids mm-hmm. went to sleep. So our flight there was pretty uneventful, I feel like.
Okay. It was a red eye. We all
where
left around 11.
Where did you guys fly into, Lindsay?
What did we fly into the first part? Are you kidding me?
We flew into D.C.
Yes, D.C. Remember, we had the second flight together. We all flew in DC, and the second flight was together. Remember, you guys were right in front of us, and
yes.
I was like, "Why do you say you're not good sleepers? You guys both slept the whole time because I was so right. worried that the baby was going to like wake them up."
We met in the lounge
yes,
in the airport.
We met in the lounge in DC. Yes,
yeah.
But this was a long time ago, 10 years ago. Yes,
yeah.
We met in the lounge
yes.
in DC. Super fun. All
by the way, hilarious.
Play.
They were so cute, and so Lindsay had a trip sneaker for the family.
Oh, I saw that, and
except
Craig was not about it.
But in his defense, they were kind of clunky. So I can understand for a guy.
But his were even black
clunky
with white.
Comfortable.
It was opposite of us. I know. He's like, they're a little bit unstable. I need my normal runners. I'm like, it's the trip shoe. It's the family shoe. Come on.
Do you always do something like where everyone matches?
No, not always.
Kind of.
Only if it presents itself. It was unavoidable. I had to.
So funny.
Yes, but it was fun because the
fun.
Kids, it was like reunited.
It was all of a sudden, it was like, okay, now we're ready
the
to have this vacation.
Starting.
All right.
Yeah.
So we fly there. We get in and we were pretty handled. It was pretty cool. They grabbed us off the airplane, took us on golf carts to the terminal, took us in the VIP line. By the way, we paid for it. Craig schmoozes a guy, whatever, and they're right behind us, so, which was great. Yeah.
But
Craig is
that way.
But Craig's that guy.
Yeah.
Terry's not that guy. You got to know your skills.
Right. Yep.
Terry does not have that skill set, and it would be me doing it.
Yep.
And with six children,
right.
I just can't. There can't be any question marks.
And to be honest, you can't. I mean, also, you guys have a level of people knowing you and people whatever.
Right.
And I have a baby, so it's so much
it's
easier to
different.
Talk. It's totally different.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just, you know, it's just different. Yeah.
And they like the confirmation of knowing someone is there.
Right.
A name, a number,
yes.
or something.
You tell, yeah. Yes. They want to know for sure.
Right. So, but we got through pretty fast and we had to wait for the car for a little bit, but whatever. But we get to the place, we get to our room, and for us, the room was great. It was a good size. Everyone was running through. It's like a two-level big house, right?
Right.
With a pool in the back. It really did look like the photos, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the furniture was nice.
I thought it looked gorgeous, but was it okay?
No, I thought the furniture was nice. The bathrooms were appointed nicely. The pool was nice, but like the music didn't work. I feel like there were things when you're paying that much money. It's called Villa One. It's their best villa there. And I think when you have people coming in and spending this kind of money, you make sure everything's working before they get there. So the music wasn't working outside. There's no pool heater. There's no,
no towels ready.
There's no towel. There were no pool towels at all.
Oh.
So we're like going into bathrooms and like grabbing towels.
So you know when you start a vacation, you want to start, right?
Yeah.
You want to just take off running. You don't want to be troubleshooting. And
right.
The Bluetooth
train
hook
it up.
You're like,
oh, yep, here it starts. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they did have welcome food.
Oh,
you know,
food
we had
great.
Asked
yep.
for welcome food and okay. and. They didn't have like the champagne we wanted. They didn't, not all that was perfect, but honestly, those are like champagne problems.
Right.
Basically, that was all nice, whatever. But Lindsay's room was not the same story.
What happened?
Well, we were right next door to them. So
okay.
it was supposedly like just one less bedroom.
Okay.
But Craig and I've never done this. We both walked in. Oh, they put all of our stuff everywhere and we both looked at each other and Craig's like, and I literally had no, it just felt like.
It wasn't.
And if you had paid like a very, reasonable, if this was like a thrifty thing, fine, but it wasn't. Craig's like, I feel like I'm in Rosarito. I'm like, me too. And it just, the room, everything was old.
Was it a villa or was it?
It was a villa right next door to them. One less bedroom. Theirs was just the premier one. So it was so much better. We had a pool outside. Everything was just old. And also everything was, could not be any more dangerous for Parker, right? So it's all.
Just the wrong configuration.
The wrong configuration. Everything is like hard. What kind of materials? All the coffee
like
tables.
Everything was like very dangerous. Everything's like. Hard edges and marble and wrought iron and the whole thing.
Slipping and falling couldn't be any more dangerous.
Oh.
So, of course, I called down. And I've never switched rooms. Not once. And ever traveling have I ever
been
switched
that
rooms.
Person yes. be like, you know what?
And I was just like, Craig, I mean, this is not even for this many days. No way. So then I called down and I was like, really sweet. Like, hey, can we go to two adjoining rooms?
Yeah.
And then it was cool because then they ended up moving us. But it's funny because until you really push, like I'm always fascinated what gets to the yes. Mm-hmm. So of course they're like, we're at full occupancy, which when we were walking around, there was barely anyone there.
No, it was empty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Empty.
And so I just had to, and I was like, it's unsafe for the baby, which was completely legitimate. I mean, realistically, you could never relax if you have to be holding him or behind him. And so, but it wasn't until I was like, listen, it's completely unsafe for him. I have to move hotels if you can't move me. And then within an hour, we're moved. It's so funny how that works.
Oh, know,
but then it worked out great because they were more up on the top and we were down by the beach club. So we kind of got the best of both worlds, going to their place and
you
then
had a
going
pool
to our
too,
place.
Or no?
No, we were over right over the beach club. The beach club.
You didn't need the pool. We used the pool the first day only and it was great for that.
Right.
I needed the space.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to put teenagers in, bedrooms that weren't connecting to us in a foreign country. I couldn't do that, especially when I had two kids that aren't mine.
Right.
Yep.
Two friends.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even though I know them and I know that they're very good kids, you just don't know.
You
just don't know.
Yeah.
So they got moved. That was cool. So what we decided to do is a little Rancho Relaxo and a little adventuring.
Okay.
So Saturday, we were at our villa, we had dinner at the Asian place, and then the next day we hung out at the beach.
Okay.
So we're at the beach, it's at like a beautiful little cove beach, beautiful white sand, and I was telling you yesterday that they had, with our villa, this amazing area.
Yes. That was the best part about it.
Yeah.
And there were very few people there. One of the hardest things for me about traveling is you fly all this way or Hawaii or wherever you go, and then it's so crowded. You're
like,
elbow to elbow on beach chairs. You have to go down. I'm always there at 6:30 with my running shoes.
I know.
Putting your stuff on it.
Yep.
It gets moved.
I
you
hate
can't save
that.
It. The beach is so crowded.
Yep.
It's too much. You can't even,
That's what I was saying. For me, this was a very hassle-free. Oh,
yes.
And so also when we checked in, you know, usually, so I pack for everyone, yeah. obviously.
Right.
And then usually when we get somewhere, I unpack for everyone and it's a huge hassle. What I did this time, which I thought was so smart, is that I brought my little baby wheelie
yes.
and I put a couple of dresses for myself, a right. couple of bikinis and a bathing suit for each kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought if the luggage gets lost, I'm fine.
Right.
Because I can't just run to the store and buy anything that I would feel comfortable in. So I had that. And also I know the second we get somewhere, they're like, could we go in the water?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And usually I'm like, let me unpack. Uh-huh. I had everything.
And you're such a good friend. She texted me the night before, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm like, good call.
Yeah.
This is our if the luggage is lost wheelie.
Yes.
Because it totally happens.
Yeah. You never know. Oh, and it was sure. nice. So I could put my accessories in there.
Right.
So I didn't have to carry everything in my tote. It was just nice.
Yeah. Right.
So we get there. And of course, what's the first thing everyone says? Can we go in the pool? Yep. Here's your swimsuits.
So while they're all swimming, you're now unpacking.
No, this was the other interesting thing. This was crazy. So Max and her friend Hope go in. Everyone picks rooms, right? And everyone's super happy with their rooms. Max and Hope go in there and they take care of themselves.
Right.
Nikki's very self-sufficient. And he and Zach go in their room. They're cool. Nikki is like Terry and wore nothing. By the way, when I unpacked when we got home, everything was like still in there. And Kat and Coco decided they wanted to unpack for themselves.
That's so cute.
So they spent like the first 30, 40 minutes in the hotel room, in their room, unpacking and putting things away. And they did a very good job.
They hung
things. They folded things neatly. They put them on shelves. Yeah. They did a fabulous job.
Am I the only one? I don't unpack when I travel.
You're the only one.
Why?
I don't know.
You leave everything in the suitcase?
Yeah.
But don't you, doesn't some things crease?
No. I always travel with things that won't, like.
You're not there yet. When you decide you have like a skirt or a blouse or a dress that's going to crease.
There's been certain like weddings or this or that where I'm like, okay, yeah, like that.
Pull out the dress.
Everything else though, you guys actually put it away even if it's like 3 days, 2 days?
No. That depends. Like in Minnesota, I don't unpack.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I guess I haven't. Oh, then that's what I mean. It's more
shorter
like the 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, or what I'll do is I'll
open. Do you unpack the kids for 2 days? A weekend trip?
No, not necessarily. What I will do sometimes is open the suit. I don't like to put things in drawers. Right. That grosses me out.
Okay, me too.
So what I'll do is I'll open the suitcase and use that as the drawers.
Right. Why? That's what I do.
But sometimes things need to be hung, and it also honestly depends on the place.
Right.
And I won't necessarily put things in drawers, but I'll put them on a shelf.
Yes.
And I'll wipe it off first.
Me too. Uh-huh, or I'll just put a little towel down.
Yes.
I'll even put it on the desk in the room.
Yes.
So the kids can see all their stuff.
Yeah.
I always unpack. Even if it's short, I'll do like a version like that.
Exactly.
Take it all out.
Me too.
Lay it in there.
Yep.
Lay it out.
Me too.
And like organize
yes,
it.
Yes. No matter what. Even
me
if
too.
It's like one night. Just because I want to see it and I want to know what I've got.
I am the same way. And then I put everything in the safe that needs to go in the safe.
Right.
And then that's the end of that. So they all unpacked. And Terry, so in our bedroom, there were separate closets, which was nice.
Uh-huh.
And he opened his and I looked in there and I thought, there's really nothing. I hung his 3 shirts and his leather jacket,
right.
and that was the end of that. And then I unpacked for myself, which was pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah.
No big deal. It was the most hassle-free experience ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
That was your first?
That was the first day.
The first of many.
And I was like, this is interesting.
Get
okay.
used to it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So then, so we spent the day at the beach, and this is what happened. Some of it was fabulous. I loved the no hassle. Didn't have to fight for chairs. Didn't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They were ready for us. But there was still a level of like, why aren't there towels here?
Right. Mm.
There was like that extra thing that I didn't feel was done.
Right.
We had to ask for a lot.
And keep in mind, which I wasn't expecting, there's a big language barrier. Mm-hmm. Like you could tell 3 people. To kind of get what you wanted.
How was my Spanish on this trip,
by the
way?
It was so good.
Really?
Do you know how well she speaks Spanish?
Oh, I know. Give her a cocktail and she's just like fluent.
Oh, by the way, give me 3 and I am.
You are native.
By the way, you should have seen after a day of tequila soda.
But I'll tell you, you had to. It's not like going to Mexico because a lot of places you go, people literally do not speak English. So you have to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But what was fun was it's different than going to Mexico, obviously, because they have different slang. And so they taught us some slang.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, que lo que.
What's that mean?
Que lo que, manito. It's like, que pasó.
Que pasó.
Yeah.
Really?
Que lo que, manito.
I like that.
Yeah. And it was
fun. It's funny. Riley lived in the Caribbean for a while, and he goes, how do they enjoy it? I'm like, I don't think it was as great as they thought it was going to be. He goes, yeah, it's a cultural thing, though. They're very, and he's even surprised that they actually took care of you guys.
As well as they did.
As well as they did.
I loved the trip. I loved it. I loved it.
What would you give it?
1 to 10, what would you give it? All in all.
I would give it an 8, probably.
Liar. Yeah. You'd probably give it less than that.
No, because I'm talking about experientially. Yeah. I would give it an 8. I want to tell you that I had the best time with my kids.
Okay, good.
Best time ever. So I'll blow through the trip a little bit, and then we can talk about
the details.
But we spent the first day, I'm going to tell you all the good stuff, and then I'm going to tell you the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the bad stuff is smelly and bad.
And so bad.
But here's all the great stuff. So we spent this beautiful day at the beach, and I was in the ocean jumping waves with Max and Nikki, and they were happy to be with us.
Yeah.
And Terry was in the water, and it was cool, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And it was just a really lovely beach day.
Right.
And then we had dinner, the four of us alone that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, we went to this aqua park.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine wakeboarding and kneeboarding and being pulled on those kind of floatable couches, but there's no boats.
Right.
So everything is sort of on a line above your head, electric line.
I had never seen this before.
And it was so cool because you can go as fast or as slow as you want. We got there, and Frank, our fabulous butler, again, no hassles, came with us, carried all the towels, talked to everyone, got us dialed in. We were almost alone in this place.
Right.
First, we started at the, it was like a floating, jumpy obstacle course in the water.
One of those huge ones. And like one of the industrial ones. Not like a floaty, not like a blow up bounce house. It's industrial. And the fun thing about vacation, like it was funny because we've talked a bunch about like going on vacation and new experiences. Everyone went.
Terry went.
We all did it.
Craig didn't go on.
So why not?
Craig didn't go on the bouncy.
Oh yeah, you're right.
He took pictures though.
He did the other.
He's like, I've done that.
Yeah.
I was surprised Terry did it.
Right.
All right. So we all did that, and it was really fun. But you know what's crazy? You had to jump to the first thing, like on a lily pad kind of thing.
You're like,
No. I got like nervous. You know, your adrenaline goes up, and then you go on a slide. And you're like, how am I going to get down this thing? It's crazy. But once you got in the water, it was like, oh wait, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we all did that whole thing, and then next to it was like a zip line where you drop into the water.
Yeah.
So all the kids were doing that. There was a shorter one for the little kids, and then they had this long blob. So one person sits at the end of the blob. And then I'm going to call them the counselors because we had like three counselors with us the entire time. The one guy's name was Bienvenidos.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
So he jumps onto the blob and hoists.
The person at the end jumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was mildly violent.
It reminds me of like summer camp is what I'm saying. Like
counselors.
Exactly.
So Bienvenidos and the others together. But these guys were amazing.
They were awesome.
Can I tell you something? You know, like the difference between people that are really interested and fun and love what they do and happy that you're there.
They're singing like Jamaican music.
Oh,
by
I
the way,
love
they
that.
Were they kept saying there and at the ecological park, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
They kept saying thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
They were so grateful to have us there, and we were having so much fun, partially because they were so much fun.
Yeah.
So they were jumping on this blob and it was hoisting the kids. I have to say, I was so proud of Coco and Stella for doing this.
Okay.
All the big kids, we did not do this, by the way. This is not an old person's thing to do.
No.
But we did all that. And then we went over to this other area where they have the inflatable sofa that pulls you around.
Yes.
And
so
we all did that. All did it with the kids.
Everybody did it.
Even Terry and Craig did it.
Yeah. And they laughed, and they had fun.
Did anyone fall in the water?
No.
Max did, right?
Yeah.
One person
did.
Dunk
a little.
Yeah, but basically it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then they started doing wakeboarding.
Okay.
So they let everyone, they were teaching them, and the older kids knew how. So they gave them a couple of runs, and they went to the big area where they have huge lines to go around this huge area, and there's jumps and like slaloms and this whole thing. So the big kids went over there and we stayed at the little area. And then at one point,
and you brought Parker to this?
No.
Okay.
Parker was back.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay took the little ones
back to the blob.
Yeah.
And then again, one of our counselors came with us and helped us because you kind of got to help them. There's so many areas where they got to get over
It's
wet and slippery. You got to push them up. Like you need, you know.
But they were all about it.
They
were
all
like,
about
let's
it.
Do it.
Totally.
Oh,
so it was so cute. So she was with them over there. I stayed because Coco had like a 45-minute wakeboarding lesson.
Oh my God.
We were there for a lot longer than we planned.
We thought we were going to be there for two and a half hours. And by the way, remember, there's no lines.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no one there.
Full activity the whole time.
It's like I rented the place out.
They did say that it was going to be probably empty that day. So it was good.
There was a couple of people there from San Diego.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like it wasn't like, yeah, it wasn't like a whole.
No, there was nothing.
It was full experience.
But what I loved about it was they were so sweet and nurturing and helpful.
Yeah.
And this guy, because once Stella and Kat and Presley went back to the other area where the obstacle course was, Coco was by herself and he just worked with her
whole time.
That is so
fun. And it's like they love their job. You know,
they love it. Yeah. They were so amazing.
Yeah.
And then Katarina did it.
Yeah.
She had never stood up before. And then I did it.
Oh,
Heather
did
so great. Totally.
Craig and I were hanging out for all that. What? Yeah.
Do you have a video of this stuff?
Yes. Yeah. I took epic video. First of all, she rocked it. Like right away standing up. And then I'm like, I got it all on video. And then I showed her the video. Because you know when you're doing something? And then she looked at me like, I got a shitty video. I was like, Because she's like jamming.
Is it like
you just
surfing?
Don't work that surfing.
I thought I was on a 10-foot wave, and then I saw it. I was like, oh, it's 2 inches. Yeah.
But oh, no, bueno. She did amazing. And she's like, that's it? Is there another angle? I'm like, no, you did great.
It. Yeah.
But you know in your mind when it was like, crush that.
But you know I'm so scared of the water.
Right. Yeah.
And so I've never done something like that. But, you know, and Lindsay and I were talking about this, but I always want my kids to remember that I always did everything with
them.
So I was like, all right, they're wakeboarding. I'm going to do this. I'm going to wakeboard. So I did it for a while and it was super fun.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, I was done, whatever. And then we moved on. Wait, hold on.
Right.
So
it was really fun. But we ended up staying there for, gosh, I don't know, like 5 hours.
You did.
We were there forever.
Was there a lot to do?
Wait, can I ask you a question? Should I have them go pick up Coco and come back here? Or are we too far from...
Well, you have to leave by 2 anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then no. All right, fine. How long is this?
That's 25 minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
It'll be good.
Okay, so anyway.
So you guys had the best time there.
The best time ever. Okay. So much fun. So we leave there and they had made us a reservation at this beach club.
Okay.
Long story short, we get to the beach club. We drove there. They're having a private event there. There's no room for us. And it kind of looked cheesy anyway.
Right.
But it was like the premier beach club and we were like, okay.
And we have a van full of people hungry, right? So we're okay, what's the next place?
So they take us to this place, Lorenzio's or something, and it's this big lobster place. And it's very pretty and it's in a cool location, the whole thing. But again, the food,
No bueno.
No.
Just tough.
Really?
I still don't even understand Dominican
food. What their
food.
I
don't get it.
I don't get it.
No. So clearly they're the banana...
plantains?
The plantains, right? That's like their thing, right?
Yeah, which were great, but how many days can you eat a plantain? Yeah.
The first 2 days we ate solid plantains, then we're like, okay, we're done with the plantains.
Is it Cuban food?
No, it's just not good.
It's just
It's tasteless. It is
weird.
Bland, tasteless,
it's
weird.
It's like a lot of like beans and rice. Like,
no.
No?
No.
What is it?
It's nothing. I don't
know.
Like
it's bland. Caribbean
it's
food.
Like bland.
No, I like
food
Caribbean
here.
Food.
Then what the heck is it?
Because Haitian food is very good and it borders Haiti.
Yeah.
But Dominicans, it's like, I think it's almost like when, and I hope I'm not offending anyone, so I'm sorry, because I'm sure there are fabulous people from the Dominican that cook beautifully, but I'm telling you.
What's like their main dish? Like
there is none.
Really?
No.
Not where we were.
No. But we also went to the Bachata Rosa, and that, Bachata, is that what
Bachata,
I call it?
Bachata, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that place, the food was terrible.
They had great wonton chips to start.
They had a big fried wonton chip that we had 7 of.
Yeah,
they had it hanging on a noose.
It was hanging like it was clothing left out to dry.
Exactly.
You should have seen us with the wontons. I was like, can we get a couple more wontons? They bring one. I'm like can you bring 6 more? And they're
like
literally
everything.
Like the size of a plate because knows what else is coming. But I know the wonton's good. So, if I know something's good,
did
I want a
Craig
lot of it
have a good
front.
Time?
Yes, totally.
Okay, wait. So we're still doing. Wait, let's not go to the bad part. We're still going to the good part.
Yes. Okay.
So we did the whole water thing. Okay. We had this dinner, but everyone's happy, and the teenagers sat alone at their own table.
Yeah,
I have to tell you, this whole freedom thing for them was huge. The golf carts.
Yes.
The
dinner. Everything. It was good.
Everyone
for
grew
amazing.
A lot. Even the little kids.
Yes.
Everyone grew a lot.
I agree. So we did that, and then the next day we did the boat. The boat was a fiasco. And we're going to go into that in more detail. But the good part is it was a very long, very together day.
Right.
So it was a fun day because we are fun.
Right.
And because we always make fun wherever we go, even though it was a fiasco, we had fun. So I don't look back on it and go, that was a disaster. It was just way too much money and was not what was promised.
Right.
But we did that whole thing, and we didn't get back to the room until really late.
Yeah.
Did you guys go straight to dinner? Or did you guys
no. There was no dinner. We stopped at a quickie mart at the marina, and the teenagers bought like ramen and hilarious. Mac and cheese.
Okay. Yeah.
And all that stuff. We bought some Vuv there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then by the time we got back, it was very late. And
Let's talk about the good parts of the boat, though.
Okay. Go.
First of all, I love a boat. Yep. I just feel like Beyonce at the front of the boat. Turn up the music loud.
Yeah. Me too. Let's,
and you know what? Even though chaos was going on around us, I mean,
we laugh a lot.
We laughed a
totally.
Lot. So we
DJ was great.
The DJ was awesome.
Like,
we got
it looked like clear water.
Clear
it looked
water.
Like the most
water.
Epic backdrop
yes.
ever.
Yeah. You know what? We were like, yes to anything. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, we'll hop in the water. Yes, we'll go see this.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll step foot on the mosquito ridden private. private island
quote unquote
quote uh-huh. But you know we kept a good attitude. It really wasn't until we got off that we were like, that was a joke. Like during, we weren't complaining, we weren't having a bad, because you know it's one of those things where you just gotta roll with it.
Well, we also didn't realize that the one guy, because and again we'll get into this later, but there was a lot of drinking, the crew was drinking and all this stuff was going on, but the one guy that was handling everything, I didn't realize that he was a part owner. So we kept saying to him, thank you.
How many guys were on the
five? Right. But we kept saying to the four. Right. But we kept saying to this one guy, thank you so much. You're being so great.
Because he is the owner.
Yeah, but he was the only one doing anything. We thought we were just telling him, thank you.
Right.
But if he was the owner, we would have been like, dude, tell them to stop drinking.
Right.
And why isn't this working? And where are we going? And why aren't we doing it? We would have had a different conversation with him. We just thought he was part of the crew.
Right.
So you guys didn't know who was actually spearheading?
Because we were told that we were meeting a different person there and that person wasn't there.
Right.
Anyway, so we'll get back to the bad stuff. So that was the boat. And then the next day we went to the ecological reserve. Right. Terry stayed back at the hotel and met us a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay.
Lindsay and I took them, and Craig was there. We took them zip lining, which was good because Presley didn't want to go. It was kind of high.
It was very high.
Yeah.
Was
if I would have known, it was very high.
Yeah, it was very high.
And it was once you commit to one, you're going.
No. You're
Some of them are long. And even her and I before, we were like, hey, did you lock me in?
I know. But once you commit, you have to
do it.
You're in.
And it was fun. And the kids, like you say, it's one of those things they'll remember. They do. It's an adventure. You do
they
together.
They loved it.
Just
love
do
it.
The first one.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's fun. Yeah.
Easy.
But it was kind of a workout too. There were like hills, you had to climb up things. It was fun.
Yeah.
So we did the whole thing and we ended in the water.
Yep.
The last zip is in the water. And he gets me to the end and they have to get you off the zip. And he goes like one, two, three, and he like lifts you up and unhooks you. And he dunked me. I stayed dry. Just my feet were wet. He dunked me fully in the water.
Good. So sometimes you need a good dunk.
I was dressed.
Absolutely not.
Oh, you were dressed?
Yes. Because we had our bathing suits under. Because think about it. Think about the zip lining equipment.
But what did you wear?
We planned
I had a
change, but we were already strapped into all the zip stuff. So we planned before the last one.
So when he unzipped you, he let you drop or what?
When he unhooked her, he dropped her. First of all.
No, he didn't drop me, Lindsay.
He dunked.
Pushed me. He pushed me under as a joke. And then I splashed him and he started splashing. He did it on purpose.
So she went before me. So I'm like way yonder and I'm like, what is going on down there?
She gets to the bottom. She goes, no splash.
All I could see was lots of splashing. And here's the thing. I used to be a mom that did not get her hair wet. Now I definitely get my hair wet, but I do not want to be dunked. No one wants to be dunked.
It's funny.
That's
I would
just
rather be dunked than splash. I hate a splash. I'm
really?
Sorry.
I don't like either.
I hate the idea of a splash. It just pisses me off.
But a dunk
off.
Underwater, eyeballs under, like
no, under. Under, under.
Like, if I'm going to go under, put me under, but don't splash.
You're a good sport.
Me.
I would have lost it just because that's just unnecessary. If I go under on my own zip lining, fine.
Did you guys like look super cute? I'm so confused.
No.
It
wasn't
in
that. It was that this. So I'm wearing a bikini with jean shorts. And a t-shirt. Okay.
Now you're just walking around wet.
That's what
annoying.
It is. It's not a cute thing. It is a listen. We're up there in the hills.
So now I
we're
take
the
wet clothes. Yes. And so I take the wet clothes off, and now I'm wearing a bikini and a sarong, which is fine. But it's like
I'm in the middle of like
right.
Yeah,
it's like
it.
Not. It wasn't. It wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the place was fabulous. We swam in a blue natural hole.
That was my favorite moment.
Favorite
ever.
Moment ever.
It was called the Blue Cave. So we walked all the way through the rainforest. I kept walking. We're like, is this
before
worth
or after
it?
The zip lining?
After.
This was after the
we
zip lining.
We did zip lining first. Then they did this Tarzan swing. Then we saw the monkeys, and everyone got pictures with monkeys on their heads.
Walked through iguanas. They had like a little iguana land.
Iguana land. Cool. Yep.
And it was like, we had backpacks on. It was like rugged. Awesome. It was not like bougie. It was like,
no, it was a big, big deal. And everything was far because like this natural blue hole, it's natural. So it's made from water seeping through the rocks.
It was unreal.
It was unreal.
It was the clearest, bluest, gorgeous.
In the water.
Craig and Terry jumped at the same time into the water.
Yeah. Oh, they did go. Yes. They went to this one.
He came later.
He came, just like 2 hours in. It was,
that they were like, you can't wear sunscreen in this water? You
can't. No.
Because Riley went to one that. It was like, you can't wear any sort of like chemicals on your body.
They didn't care.
In fact, we should have worn more bug spray. Oh, the bugs in there. We got eaten alive, but it was so worth it.
Okay.
You walk in and it was just like the freshest air, like fresh, cold air. And then we all went down, like we put life vests on, like they want you to, because it's like, you know, not sure
how
what to
cold
expect.
Was the.
It was freezing. But once wonderfully you got freezing.
It, once you it got felt in, like it, it was like,
pool. Like a freezing ice cold plunge
but it was
pool.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. And it was so fun. It was so amazing. Awesome.
We swam to the middle and took a picture and swam back. Yeah.
So it was really cool.
Yeah.
So we did all that, and then we went back to the hotel. I think.
Yeah.
But we were there for quite
some
time.
We were there for a long time. And it was fun. Cause
oh, that was the night
adventure.
We went to the restaurant, just the adults.
Yes,
we went with the terrible meal with the noose wonton. We're taking a quick break, but make sure to check out the wonderful sponsors who keep this show free. Make sure to check out the show descriptions for links to all the deals on today's episodes. Speaking on sponsors, today's episode is sponsored by ADT. Boy, I wish I had known about ADT before we built our house.
Oh, my
God. We spent a fortune. You don't have to spend a fortune because ADT could design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. So you can explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors, set the thermostat when you leave, even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. So it looks like your home, even when you aren't. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. And don't worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT will DIY do it for you. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. All controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Podcast One is your one-stop shop for everything TV and pop culture.
A very candid, not even supposed to be on the record conversation.
Check out any of the Collider Network podcasts, like TV Talk, Movie Talk, Collider Live, and more. And for you reality TV fans, Rob Cisternino's got you covered with Rob Has a Podcast.
This is a podcast
There's no substance.
About nothing. Yeah. You literally have a podcast about nothing.
Check out the Collider Network and Rob Has a Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
All right, by the way, as we keep going on, there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly. And we're going to talk about all of it. And then, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but at the end, we're going to talk about what we learned and how we can help ourselves next time and help all of you. All right, so we took a little mini break here, but let's just continue. So the boat day. The boat day was supposed to be epic because I have to say that every time I've planned a boat day, and I always do this on vacation, it's one of the best days because there's something about being out on the sea and you feel kind of free and it's just, it's fun.
Right.
You don't want it to be like Gilligan's Island.
You want it to be like Beyonce's yacht.
Right.
Just on the front of the boat.
Yes.
With it. Icy cold drink.
And even if it's a small thing or you're on a shared thing, you just want it to feel kind of fabulous. Like, remember when we were in Turks and Caicos?
Right.
We rented the, well, you were so sick.
Why?
Because she got
I
sick.
Just got sick on the trip.
And
yeah.
The kids.
No, sick. Like, flu sick.
Oh, no.
But I made it out on the boat, but.
You were a trooper.
I was super sick, yeah.
You were a poor girl. but we had rented, like, it wasn't a Beyonce yacht.
Okay.
It was a beaches. Rented
like a catamaran
right
with a lot of beaches markings on
right
it.
I meant the feel of Beyonce's yacht, please do not mistake as if we are renting Beyonce's yacht.
No, but definitely not, but that particular catamaran was kind of like, you know, beaches, not that there's anything wrong with that, I'm just saying, like you're saying, not Beyonce's yacht,
right?
But what an incredible day. And they had music playing and everyone was so nice and the food was great and they took us to cool places and went to the Iguana Island. Anyway.
Right.
One time in Puerto Rico, we did honestly, it was like the Beyonce yacht.
Epic.
It was epic. They picked us up in a helicopter on the property of the Ritz-Carlton Dorado and took us direct. Oh, it was so cool. So cool. They took us directly to the marina, got on the boat.
Yeah.
And the boat was gorgeous and the food was amazing.
And it was about what we paid for this trip, right?
That one might have been a little more.
Yeah.
But this sounds like it's much better.
So when we get the itinerary for this boat trip, Lindsay and I are going back and forth because there's a less expensive boat that has a slide. But every time we looked at pictures and videos, it looked like they were going to very crowded areas.
Right.
And it just didn't look fabulous.
Fancy.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't, and it seemed just like a 2-hour cruise. Oh, and also, and we keep talking about this, but they would tell us everything's 5 minutes away and it was an hour away, or if they said it was an hour away, it was literally 5 minutes away.
Right.
So, I mean, even with the ecological place, remember we were looking into it and we were talking about Monkey Land? Yeah. They're like, oh, that's 45 minutes away. It's in the park. Like, you have to walk through Monkey Land.
Yes.
There's not a different Monkey Land, right? That was Monkey Land.
That was Monkey Land.
Yeah, it's right
there. You pass
there.
It. It's in the middle.
You get to walk by
it. Why did they say that it was like a whole separate experience that was like 45 minutes away?
Every time we would get in the car, they would say whatever time they said it was totally different. They would say it was 45, it'd be 15. They'd say it's 20, it's an hour. We're like, what is happening?
It was crazy.
So random.
I specifically remember them saying the marina was close.
Because
I never would have said, oh, let's take an hour drive.
Right.
To a marina and then get on a boat for 2 hours. Too much. Okay, so when we get the final itinerary for the boat, now it kind of looks cool.
Right.
Because what was on the itinerary was very clear. Okay, so you're going to get on this boat, and we're going to take you to this beautiful snorkeling reef. And then we're going to take you to this other place.
Shipwreck.
We're going to go across over a shipwreck. And then we're going to go to the snorkeling place where you're going to swim with sea stars.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to this private island, the Sawanoa Island. And then there were supposed to be two separate snorkeling experiences. And then there was a... one of those couches in the water to pull the kids around. And there was supposed to be an inflatable. Remember the picture of the big white inflatable couch thing to lounge on?
Right.
That never even happened.
Right.
Okay.
So the van pulls up. And now the van that we took to the water park that the hotel arranged was gorgeous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, air conditioned, good tires, great driver.
Which seems like it would be expected, but wait for it.
Seatbelts, the whole deal. So this thing pulls up, and it's like a van in a third world country.
Right, rickety bald-ish tires.
No, bald. Terry and Craig both looked at the tires like, really? We're going to go in this thing? And Lindsay and I are like, it's not that far. And they're like, oh, it's over an hour away. And we're like, an hour away? I thought it was 10 minutes away, the marina. But now we're here, and the van's there, and you kind of weigh the options. Like, what are we doing here? And we get inside the van, and we're looking for seatbelts because we have a lot of kids. And in the front row, because it was two seats on one side and one seat on the other, in the front row, in the two-seater, there were no seatbelts at all.
Right.
None. And that's where I was going to sit because I, for some reason, I kept getting car sick. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was like not looking at my phone, sitting in the front rows of places we were going. Even the golf cart, I couldn't face backwards. I had to be very, yeah. I don't know why, I was very dizzy on this trip.
Yeah.
So so I moved to the seat on the right where our guide, I guess, was going to sit. So he sat in the two-person seat on the left without the seatbelt. Finally found seatbelts for everyone except Terry, who was mm-hmm. sitting behind me. And he goes, he kept going, oh, great. So I'm going to die in the van. This is where I'm going to die in the Dominican Republic on the van. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is crazy. So I get up out of my seat and I walk out of the thing. And Frank, our butler's standing there. And I go, Frank, what is going on? There's no, can we get another van? What about the van you took us? He's like, well, that'll probably take 40 minutes.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what he said? Yep. About 40 minutes?
Or longer.
Or longer. And then by the time we get to the hour-long ride and the whole thing, all of a sudden it's going to be really late. And I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do? And then they magically found the other connector of the seat belt, the lap belt, by the way. And so we get on the van and now we're on our way. Mm-hmm. So, oh, and I said to Frank, I go, is this van indicative of the boat we're about to get on? I mean, are we going to show up and it's going to be something terrible? He goes, no, we've used this company before. We know this boat mm-hmm. and there's a person there. Here's the person's name and she's the me of the boat. And I'm thinking, all right, well, that's a good Perfect. Recommendation. Because honestly, yes. we should have taken Frank with us in retrospect.
Right.
So,
but they told us we'd be so dialed in, we would have never right. thought to.
Exactly.
Why schlep him all the way there if there's a concierge waiting for everything
and
on the boat? We would have never thought.
Before, you guys, it was great, right?
Oh, totally handled.
Right.
The
so you probably felt like, yeah. okay, we'll probably be fine.
Right.
Right. Because even though the food was inedible, the service was so good.
Right.
All right. So we drive the hour, and the entire time we're in there, you know, the guy is telling us interesting things about the like the sugarcane fields and this and that, but no one could hear in the back. The right. only person that could hear is basically me, right. who's sitting right next to him,
right.
and he would stand up a little bit. And Terry and Craig
were listening a little.
We're listening a little, yeah. but if you were behind that no, row,
the kids weren't learning anything.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
didn't, but because it wasn't like there was a like a PA
right.
on the thing yeah. where he was projecting to the back. No, they couldn't
but
hear.
Granted, anything. They weren't even supposed to do any sort of tour on the way anyway.
No,
so.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
at least he was nice. He was talking to us.
Yeah,
and at least it distracted from the fact that we were on this very rickety van ride. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I thought that was kind of interesting. He was telling us about where we were passing and where they filmed Jurassic Park and blah blah blah. So we get to the marina finally mm-hmm. after an hour.
Right.
And what happened when we got there?
We got on golf carts.
Right.
So that was good.
We had to wait like 10 minutes.
Right.
I felt like, why didn't they radio ahead and say, we're here? Okay. But no one was waiting for us. We are standing there with all of our bags and
heavy
stuff,
towels.
And the kids and the towels and whatever.
Where's the boat?
Waiting for the golf carts. Yep. They finally come. They take us out to the boat. We get on the boat. And the boat was very nice.
Okay.
It was a pretty boat,
totally.
Right?
Very pretty.
Very nice boat. And that person that was supposed to meet us was not there. It was a woman. Was not there.
Right.
So there was this guy there. Don't know who he is. Very nice. Out of the entire crew, this one guy is the only one.
Introduced himself as?
Oh, I didn't know if we were going to say the names at this point.
No. Oh, sorry. Not.
You just meant in general. He never said he was a co-owner.
Hi, I'm the captain. Hi.
No.
No, there was none of that.
There was no. It was.
Wasn't he the guy on the bus with us? Or no?
He was not the guy on the bus with us, but he ended up being, we found out later, one of the co-owners, which was crazy because we were kind of just like, okay, this is the guy that speaks English. The rest of them, you can't really, literally we would be like, one of the kids wants a Sprite, and they would kind of like point around to like whoever spoke English. Mm-hmm. So we just thought he was the main guy.
Yeah.
But he definitely didn't
but
indicate.
But I spoke Spanish with them.
Right.
And it was I'm going to tell you the good parts of the boat. Did we already do that?
Let's just do
the
it again.
Good part, the good parts of the boat were this. Wherever we go, we have fun.
Right.
There's no way in the world that we're going to be on a boat in the water in the Caribbean and bitch, complain,
right.
whatever.
Right. Yep.
I mean, like, sometimes you have your moments, mm-hmm. but in general,
right.
we're not going to walk around going, this sucks, and this is this,
right.
let's do that. It's more like, let's get the kids to have fun. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Right.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
And if something's not resonating, okay, let's shake it up. Let's get it, you know, let's change the subject. Let's do something else.
Right.
You know, but all the kids were great.
The kids were terrific.
They loved it. And it's hard to find something that the little kids can do and the older kids. Mm-hmm. And everyone thought it was super cool.
Okay, good.
So we get on there and they have the inflatable couch that they're supposed to pull them around later in the other boat, the dinghy. They have it attached to the front of the boat. So when you go in a boat like this, the front of the boat is kind of the lounge area.
Right.
You lounge there, you have a drink there, you take cool pictures there. There's an enormous red, round,
raft
inflatable
on the front.
Raft. You would like tie it onto the front.
Right. So you're like, well, where are we supposed to like?
We can't hang out.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, then the teenagers hop on it, which is fine. But like, I don't want to sit on that. That's not right. Beyonce.
No. Beyonce is not sitting on a huge donut raft.
No.
No.
So the guy's like, the one guy that's talking to us is like, oh, well, we're going to meet the other boat and then we'll untie it and take it off. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what happened. We met the other boat and they did untie it and take it off because they were going to give the kids rides. They gave one ride in a circle, switched kids in a circle, and ran out of gas.
The small boat fully ran out of gas. So it was stuck out there, and our bags were stuck out there, like phones, and she had a nice cover up on the boat. And it's like one guy on the boat sitting there now that it's run out of gas in the middle of the ocean. So now all the kids, all the big kids went first, of course. They were so excited. So then the little kids were like, are you kidding me? And we had everyone, we were out in the middle of the water, right? So we both have kids on our backs. We're up, the water's kind of deep. It's almost like up to our chin. So Heather and I.
Shallow water.
Yes. Heather and I and all the kids are now in the water, which is kind of getting a little bit cold, weirdly, the area we were in, and they're waiting for their rides. So imagine they watch the big kids go, and all of a sudden the little kids are like, is it our turn? And they're like, the boat has run out of gas.
But it's not like, I just want to explain this. It's not like they were riding in the boat for an hour.
Oh,
it was 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, totally.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe less.
Because we thought we were going to do at least an hour of donut riding.
We thought this was an hour activity that was going to be super fun.
Did they apologize? Was there any sort of...
Oh, and by the way, the moment we got on the boat, I mean, now they told us it takes 2 hours to get to Sawanoa Island, right? Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be, we're going to stop at the shipwreck and then we're going to go to the Sea Stars and then we're going to go to the shallow area where there's the reef and the pretty fish and the donut rides and then we're going to go to Sawanoa Island. Mm-hmm. The second we get on the boat, like literally 1 foot on the boat, they go, we're not going to the shipwreck. It's too crowded. By the way, we're nowhere near the shipwreck. How does he know it's too crowded?
Right. And we could have planned ahead. If you know it now, you should have known it when we were talking a week ago.
Or if it's crowded right now, then why don't we
go at the end?
Reverse the trip.
Right.
Yeah.
And go here, here, and here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The kids were really excited for the shipwreck.
Oh, because I sold the shipwreck.
And did you say, let's just go and check it out anyways, and we'll tell you if it's too
No, because we were like, you don't want to be argumentative.
And at that point, we didn't know that they sucked.
Right.
At that point, you kind of trust them. And then we're like,
we're thinking,
let's revisit it later. Okay.
Yeah. And we're thinking, okay, so
we just want to go with it.
But hey.
You're in the moment now at this point. Yeah.
Okay. And maybe they think, all right, that's too crowded. Maybe it's too touristy, but we're going to take you to this cool place. When we got on the boat, they're like, we're taking you to a place. The water's warm, this and that. Everywhere they took us, the water was cold. It was so weird. They took us to this place to snorkel. We did see a few sea stars. Mm-hmm.
But very few fish. And everyone.
There was no fish.
They just took us to a bad area. There were tons of good snorkeling there. Took us to a bad snorkel area.
And you know
so
it because
weird.
There's no boats
anywhere
near there.
No.
And then they took us to the island. I am so mad that I did not
take photos.
No, we have a photo.
Yeah.
Yes.
A photo on the dock.
I'm going to send it to the concierge.
It was the most weird, deserted island you've ever seen.
It was the rocky, weird beach. It looked nothing like the pictures of the private island. I'm telling you, it was such a bait and switch. But here's what was really weird about it.
What?
So we get on the boat, and we had pre-ordered all this food, right? And we tried to go just simple, because you're on a boat and whatever.
Yeah.
We just did like, because they part of their menu was tacos and, you know, just meat and tortillas. And we did like charcuterie and... So we tried to do cold cuts and vegetables and
things
fruit
snack on that's
and
not
popsicles and chips and salsa, just like things to eat. We get on there and they had this big spread on the table when you walk up. It was all folded meats, some cheeses, this bundt cake, some fruit, And that's it. All right. Now, we didn't order the bundt cake. And we're laughing because it was really weird. So there's this bundt cake there that we didn't order. It's fine. And some of the kids, the little ones, were eating the bundt cake. And at the table.
At the table.
This is in the back of the boat. They're in the back of the boat eating the bundt cake really nicely, sitting at the table. Yeah. But it was kind of a weird crumbly
cake.
It's cake. It's going to crumble. Like,
right.
Yeah. But again, I just want you to know, we didn't ask for a bundt cake. We didn't order the bundt cake. It was just there. So the kids are eating the cake. No one's throwing cake.
Yes.
No one's dropping cake.
It was at the very beginning. Everyone was so excited. They ate a little cake at the table and then went off and played.
And then went off and played. And the moment they start eating, they pull out the vacuum.
Behind us.
Behind us.
As
and
you're eating.
Yeah, and start vacuuming up crumbs. My basic thing about the whole trip, it seemed to me, in retrospect, like it... And I don't believe this is true. This is just how it felt to me, is that it wasn't their boat. It was like they borrowed someone's boat.
Right.
They wanted PayPal money up front, and then they wanted cash for the
balance.
Yep. And to me, it seemed like they borrowed someone's boat and no one
could touch anything. The kids would start going downstairs to go to the bathroom, and they'd be like, are you wet? Are you wet? You can't go on the bed. They're like, I'm going to the bathroom.
And by the way, none of the kids went on the bed.
Yeah.
No one was sitting on the bed, jumping on the bed, lying on the bed. No one wanted to be on the bed.
No, they went downstairs to go to the bathroom and came back up.
But
I wonder if they're like boat managers. And
can you imagine?
Just, when the owners are gone, they just... use them and rent them out.
I don't know, but they said they've used this company before, but maybe, right. I don't know. Very sketchy about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Very, very sketchy. And it was just, they weren't good. And the crew was drinking beer the whole time. The DJ was awesome. He was the nicest guy. He was so cool. He set up his speaker upstairs on the top level. And they tried for about 30 minutes to make the music work through the boat and still couldn't get it to work. So the only time you could hear the music, and we paid extra to have this DJ there, was if you were sitting all the way
up on the very top, which...
So if you're inside, in the front, in the back, or downstairs, no music.
No music. Which that's part of the atmosphere. You got to have music. Yeah. That's why we sourced the DJ. Like,
so that wasn't working. The food, inedible. Mm-hmm. That wasn't surprising at this point. But there was no service. No one, I mean, the DJ, sweet man, was cleaning up and bussing plates because the rest of the crew wasn't doing anything. And the captain was standing there drinking a beer. And then we, on the way back from the private island that wasn't the private island, they got stuck on a sandbar. Remember?
Yep.
And they said we all had to walk to one side. We had kids with us.
Yeah.
We all had to walk to one side. He got stuck on the sandbar. It was so dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they picked you up in the sketchy van and brought you back?
No, and then what was weird was there was a lot of cruising to nowhere.
Right.
They didn't take us to where they said they were going to take us to. And Terry was really seasick for the first...
Pretty much the whole time, end. Remember when we did the birthday for the twins, which was so fun and super cute, but he just felt awful. You could tell.
He was so happy to get off the boat. Anyway.
So what do we learn? Like next time, I mean, because we went through this, we were so thorough.
Done though. We get back to the, but there's more.
The no golf cart. You have to tell the no golf cart.
We get back to the dock and the golf carts that took us, they're gone. And they go, we're done. Like they were done with us. And we didn't complain while we're on the boat because the person that was supposed to be there that they told us was going to be there wasn't there. So we don't know who anyone is. This one guy who turned out to be a part owner was the only one trying anything. And then we get off. He was like, all right, bye.
And keep in mind, it's a healthy walk. And we have all these kids. We have wet towels, all the stuff from the day. You know, once you unpack for the day, not everything's packed the same way.
Yeah.
So we're all like juggling all this stuff.
Clunky.
We have a solid like 15-minute walk at the end of the day. It's dark now. Walking back.
It was dark. It was weird how long the whole thing took without really seeing anything.
Right.
So we walk all the way back and there's like a... In this community, because it's actually a gated residential community where the marina is.
I bet you it's someone's boat. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
So it's this residential community, and we get back, and there's no golf cart. All right, so we walk, and there's like a quickie mart mm-hmm. kind of thing. Not a quickie mart.
Like a little grocery store, a Dominican grocery store.
Like a little grocery store for the community. So we go into this little market. And what was so funny about the market is it looks like actually a mini supermarket. There's a wine section. There's a dairy section.
Okay.
But there's no milk. Only boxed milk.
Why did you guys look for milk?
The kids wanted
cereal.
Cereal.
Oh, for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think they were done with Dominican food. How about cereal?
The way, they were so living their best lives. They got all their favorites. Ready? Mm-hmm. This is, if my kids could have anything in the world, I said, what would you like? And I, by the way, I could have just shopped mm-hmm. for it myself. Cereal yeah. and milk. And let's see if Natalie can guess.
Cereal and, oh gosh. Like all of their little, no, I don't know.
Ramen noodles.
Oh.
Instant ramen.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh, they love instant ramen.
I didn't know that.
They're going to be great in college.
Yeah.
So they got all their instant ramen and they got their cereal and their milk. Uh-huh. I went to the champagne section and picked up a few bottles of Veuve because yeah. they didn't have any at the hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, have we just met? So picked up that and Lindsay got anything healthy at the store?
Oh, I got dehydrated fruit. I went to the fruit section. They actually had some produce, but they weirdly did not have very many perishable things.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing perishable.
No.
It was like if you're going on the spaceship. Yeah. Anyway, so, and then we continued walking.
Went back on the road again.
And then got into the rickety van and drove home.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Without the tour guide this time.
Mind you. And you guys can attest to this, but the emails back and forth, I mean, they literally sold us a bill of goods.
I know.
Right.
And that was coming through the concierge. I mean, you know, when you were saying, what can you learn from it? I mean, we literally went through the concierge. They sent photos. I mean, talk about like doing your due diligence.
Right.
And it can still...
Sometimes it goes wrong. I feel like we should have known from the car, but you really couldn't.
But at that point... But yes, but at that point, we're too deep in.
Yeah.
At that point, any decision we would have made would have ruined the day. If we got out of that car, I guarantee it would have been a two-hour delay. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. When things started going wrong, that was the cool thing about how we all... When things kept going wrong one after another on the boat, all this, like, the stuff we're kind of complaining about now, we didn't do that till after. Like, right. Afterwards, we're like, okay, let's
but
recap.
That's part of the problem.
Because... We would have ruined the whole day. You're right. It's part of the problem. But I don't – we were already on. We were already there.
Yes.
If you and I started breaking down, everyone else – because when things were going wrong, we would be like, all right, this snorkeling sucks. Let's go. If we started breaking down –
I see a fish. A fish.
Yes.
By the way, I didn't see one.
You didn't.
Not one fish.
Oh, that's my kind of ocean.
I know.
By the way, that's Katarina's kind of ocean, too.
Oh, this is great.
Perfect. Nothing below me.
Nothing from the sea.
But I really think if you can't solve something, at some point you just ruin it. We were there. We were stuck. There was no changing it.
We were very present.
We were very present. And so there was nothing that complaining or, you know, because talking to them later about how they dropped the ball, they're like, why didn't you say anything? We're like, you guys barely spoke English. We didn't know that we had a point person at all. And we were trying to salvage the day. Yeah. They kept failing and
So this is what happens. So I write them this epic email saying, send it to Natalie who sent it on to them.
Yeah.
Kind of saying like, look, here's what happened. We got stuck on a sandbar, you know.
Ran out of gas with the donut.
You didn't take us to the places we were supposed to go to.
You broke it down.
This was like a lot of money for this. And they sent back the most hideous email that honestly, it made me lose sleep for a night.
And
it was really bad.
I cannot believe it made you lose sleep because it was so ridiculous. It was like your children were reckless eating bundt cake throughout the boat, which literally is
so
laughable. I can't
even.
They were so rude.
It was so rude.
But it didn't bother me at all.
A lot of it was personally targeted toward me because I wrote the email.
Right.
They said that I set us back time because I stormed off the van. I didn't storm off the van. I got off the van because I wanted to know if we should get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think our family's safety.
Totally.
When my husband's sitting behind me saying, am I going to die?
Right.
I mean, hello, God forbid. What if something had happened?
And he had said that to you.
Really?
And logistically, that whole thing was a matter of like 90 seconds. You got off, you checked it out. All right, made a decision and came back on.
Right.
We're not talking about a half hour. It was literally 3 minutes.
No, but the way she wrote it, it was like...
It was a very long thing.
And then she also wrote that it was awkward and Terry and I were fighting and this whole thing. Terry was so seasick. I mean, did he say something rude to me on the boat when he was seasick? Yes. Yes. 100%. Did I go upstairs and have a little time out for myself after? 100%. Yes. But then it was fine. That's right. Called being married. These right. things sort of happen. But by the way, how inappropriate.
Totally.
Absolutely.
But that was they had mentioned. But because they had nothing else to say. Of course.
And they said the kids were unruly and that there was bundt cake everywhere.
That was the best part. It was literally three little kids sat and ate their little square of bundt cake, and then they vacuumed it right up and the kids left. I mean, it couldn't have been any more laughable. That's why she's like, I'm so disturbed by this email. I'm like, I'm not. It's ridiculous. And I get it. You felt like it was directed towards you. But when things are so ridiculous,
I've been able to laugh at it.
Shut it off.
Well, I will tell you, because we've been dealing with extortion recently, right. that what I didn't like about the email is it felt threatening. To me, what it felt like to me was, we know you guys are famous, and this is how we saw the trip, and maybe we'll tell people that this is how we, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I felt like that is such bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was an extortionate
email. I didn't like,
you know
the
what I didn't
threatening
like?
Tone.
That they took photos of you guys. Remember how in the email they go, and we have photos to prove that they were having a really good time, and videos.
Right. Like, we didn't sign off. And we're
permission.
All in our bathing suits, bending down.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Your permission to take photos
totally.
Of us. Like,
yeah, we didn't sign anything.
Yeah.
We didn't sign anything.
There's
that they
so
could
many red flags in that right. email, but whatever. We're handling it. We're dealing with it.
By the way,
so.
I didn't even see that part.
You didn't?
No, I wonder if we should. Yeah. No,
that's
I
just weird.
That
the whole
it
thing
is, weird.
Is.
The whole thing was. But it's being handled.
But and then they wrote, and Heather was in the water having a ball with Coco. Yeah, guess what? I make lemonade out
right.
of lemons. Put
yep.
me on a crap boat. I mean, the boat was nice, but if
right.
you put me on
a
this boat,
bad situation,
what am I going to do? Sit on the boat and cry?
Right, yeah. Snarl and complain
around and say this
oh.
sucks. That's not us.
No,
no. But for that amount of money, I'm sorry. It wasn't what was promised.
Right.
So now we're fighting. We obviously can't get our cash back.
Right.
But we can. You know, our deposit, I think we should get back.
Yeah, it's yeah. more than reasonable, especially based on everything that was promised. And I just like to look at the facts, you know? Maybe we should just have my attorney write a letter, like, because that's always.
That's what I was thinking too.
Always.
But when they sent us the hideous letter,
yeah.
Terry wrote a letter back because I had forgotten about being stuck on the sandbar
right.
and all of that.
Yeah.
And he wrote a letter back.
It was
that
very
was
good.
Very good.
And they didn't respond.
And very unemotional and just
yeah,
the
factual.
Facts. Very factual, you know, Terry. And they didn't respond back.
Right. They really had no point. I think they were just trying to.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and then, so besides the hideous.
Yeah,
so then we get back to the room, and they were like, oh, do you want us to have dinner waiting for you in the room? We're like, no, we're good. The kids ate ramen.
Yeah.
I feel like, did we go to bed?
Did your guys' kids sleep in the same place, or did they all go back to their own rooms? At the end of the night.
Oh, they all
went to their own rooms.
No,
that's funny.
Did?
No one
yeah.
asked for a sleepover.
You know what? The days were so full.
Yeah.
Everyone was just exhausted.
Yeah.
No one even asked. That is crazy.
They didn't ask.
Yeah.
All right. So the next day, I can't remember what we did that night. I feel like we just passed out.
Yeah, I think we did too.
And then the next day, we got up and Terry was, I gave Terry the morning off.
Okay.
Because you know, he's not that good with this many excursions. Mm-hmm. This was
right.
a lot for him.
Right.
And he was good.
Right.
And I said, look. And he didn't want to go ziplining because he's always worried about his hands and whatnot.
Right.
Which
right.
I understand. So.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just doesn't like heights and he's just.
The hands is a good
say.
Excuse.
It is a good excuse.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do that. I go, look, go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing.
Rancho Relaxo for 2 hours, 3 hours.
And
come
then
meet
come
us.
Come meet us. So Lindsay and Craig and I. See, you couldn't do it either. They said that the ecological park was very far.
Okay.
We drove on golf carts there. Oh,
either
we
you
totally
loosened it or I'm very
it up
strong. I don't know. I think I might be the strongest champagne opener in the room. Just saying.
So the ecological reserve was not an hour away. We rode there on golf carts.
Ah, okay, great.
And it was kind of
7
like,
minutes, they said.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really beautiful golf cart ride. And it rained.
Oh,
in the best way.
Yeah.
In
like
a rain,
yeah. like that tropical.
In a rainforesty, warm kind of rain. And we got really lucky because when we got there, we started the zip lining and we had this great cloud cover.
Mm.
Because if we didn't have the cloud cover, it would have been really hot.
Yeah.
But we get there and I realize Monkey Land is there. Everything is right
there.
So we pay our admission and Frank is with us and he's carrying all the towels. He is a gem. Mm-hmm. I mean, just fabulous. And we get in there, and so we do the zip lining. Presley decided not to zip line. It was very high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, zip lining's high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she opted out. So she hung with Craig, and Lindsay and I took the other kids. And it was like, it was kind of a hike around. You had to climb up things.
Yeah. It was cool. Like, it was like rock climbing in the middle of it and walking through bridges. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
You guys both ziplined before though, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but not over rainforest like that.
No.
I did it in Costa Rica. Mm. So I did it like sort of above a canopy, which is awesome.
That's cool.
It's very
One in Costa Rica is cool because not only do you go like over the canopy, they have like Tarzan swings, and they have these lines where you drop down. It's not just zip line. It's
cool.
It's kind of a rappelling thing. It's
right.
cool.
Right.
But anyway, the zip lining was cool, but the last zip goes into water.
Right.
And we were wearing t-shirt and shorts, and I know all the kids wearing their t-shirts, because think about wearing a bathing suit and a harness.
It's just...
That sounds gross and uncomfortable. So I'm watching everyone zip and whatever, and... So finally I go, all the kids went, and I go, and I held my feet up to the very end. So I figure, so my feet will get, I took my shoes off.
Okay.
And so I'm like, my feet will get wet. It's fine. And I didn't really get wet except like knees down, but it was really fun. Mm-hmm. And the guy's taking me off the line. And you know how you kind of like have to jump up a little, like to get off the line because you're hooked on a carabiner. What do you call that? Carabiner?
I have no idea what it's called. Okay. But I love you. Kind of do.
Carabiner, I think it's called. The little thing. And you like hop up to get off the line. And he dunked me under the water. No. But literally, I could have been dry.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a shirt. And
white
my
shorts
swimsuit and white jean shorts, and he dunks me.
Was he laughing? Like,
yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
Oh.
Dunks me fully, head, everything under the water.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. So Lindsay sees me.
And I was like, no. I couldn't, because it was far. It was a far, far zip line. So I'm up on the pedestal and I see her and I see some sort of splashing happening. I had no idea there was a full dunk. And I was like, no. Because I'm fine if I like naturally go under. But to have some like Dominican guy just like literally splash in the face, which is what it looked like. I was like, so I literally came in happy, happy, smiling. I got to him and I was like, no splash. I looked him dead in the eye.
Yes,
he's like,
you said?
Yes. He's like, no splash. And he's like, okay, no splash.
Oh,
and some
God.
Of us were drenched. Anyway,
yep.
So we did that, and then we did Monkey Land.
Yeah,
and we got pictures with monkeys. We walked through the iguana area, saw the iguanas, and then we decided to go to the Blue Hole.
Okay.
And and then they did. There was another little area with a pool-ish thing where they could like.
Oh yes, swing or Tarzan through and then fall in the water.
Oh, yeah,
it was cool. It was very high up.
Yeah,
Coco and Stella loved it.
Yes.
They did it a bunch of times.
Yeah, okay. And again, they just Frank handled us. Everyone handled us, and it really wasn't crowded, which was great.
Right.
So even with the zip lining, we just got through it really fast. It was good.
Yeah.
And then they had the most delicious, freshest popsicles.
Ever.
Oh,
I haven't had a popsicle and I can't even tell you how many years, and I had two watermelon popsicles.
Did we think about the fact that it was Dominican water?
I'm sure that's why our stomachs and we... Oh.
Do you know you're not allowed to drink the water in the sinks there?
At all. Not even for a little bit on your toothbrush.
It's like Mexico.
No, but mostly where you go in Mexico now, you can. It depends on your hotel. But if you're in Cabo...
Oh, more like the touristy? Yeah, you're right. Oh, right.
You can brush... They have filtered water. You can brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You can, you know.
Not there.
Mm-mm. But no one told us that. There's not even little signs in the bathroom.
But they said
Craig told
that
us.
You're under a volcanic rock. So maybe that's what has to do with like the smells and the water and all of that.
We forgot about... Did we talk about that part?
You
the smells?
You haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. So everywhere smelled.
Right.
It was like sewage or something.
It's the volcanic smell.
They have a seaweed problem at the beach. Mm-hmm. They were raking it up.
All morning they would rake it, but by the end of the day...
It was back.
It was back.
Really?
But the beaches were gorgeous. The white sand.
Don't you love white sand?
I love Caribbean sand.
They were... But, I mean, we were in the water and it smelled like sewage.
Yeah.
Although I didn't realize it till Craig brought it up.
Craig, why do you gotta
sit? You know, like if you're in the movies...
Yeah.
And someone's like... sniffing and you don't hear it, and someone's like, God, the sniffing.
And that's all you hear.
Oh my gosh, I can only hear the sniffing.
Yep. True. That's exactly what it was.
Smelled everywhere. Smelled.
So funny.
Oh my God, sleep's so important.
It really
I'm so tired.
As you as you're sleeping on the mic. Yes.
As I hold my head up right now. But isn't there honestly, there's actually nothing better that for me than that moment. You get in the sheets.
Oh, I know. It's the best.
It is the best moment,
it is.
Right? It's like your body knows it's about to do something really delicious.
Totally.
You're about to rest. I love sheets and I love Brooklyn and sheets. And let's face it, you spend I don't know, is it like a third of your life in your sheets? Is that crazy?
I know.
Third of your life.
Yep.
So we spend so much money on clothes, shoes, all kinds of things. It's really about sleeping in your sheets. What a great gift.
It is.
To give someone sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love Brooklinen?
Obsessed with it.
They have the they've won awards. They won the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any online bedding company, and 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. I mean, if that's not enough to tell you to try this, it's always hard to shop for people, especially when you're shopping for the same people. Like, what do I get my mom? What do I get my sister? Like, right. I've already gotten her the top 550, whatever, fill-in-the-blank gifts. Think about this. Giving someone beautiful, fresh, soft, delicious sheets.
Yeah.
And they don't just feel amazing. They look great, too. You can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. By the way, they also have towels, robes, candles, sleep masks, and so much more. So you can make a great holiday little bag or basket if you want. Brooklinen sheets are absolutely the best, most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on. Now it's time for you to upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. All right, so then we go, there's this blue, they call it the blue hole?
Yeah, blue hole. Uh-huh. So a natural cave that you climb through the rainforest, okay, and then you end up in this like epic blue hole. Like totally natural, right?
So beautiful. And one of the guys that was taking us around with Frank, who works there, he was so cute, and he's a singer, and he's a manager, and he's going to do a demo tape.
Oh.
And he was singing. I'm like, and you know, what was my trip song?
Which one?
The love one.
The love one. Oh, when you love someone.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Who sings it again? No, I forgot.
Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham. So I'm like, oh, so he starts singing. I go, you know what you need to learn?
She's showing him on her phone.
He pulled it up on his phone. In the middle of the ecological park.
Someone to love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're singing it together. And he's singing it. I'm like, you would do great. You'd kill that. Love this guy.
Yeah,
so
he was very cool.
So we get to the blue hole. And he was so nice. He's like, I want you to go there now because there's a big group coming in. And I want you guys to have time.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet. So we get there. And we were honestly basically alone.
Right.
At the blue hole. And it was so beautiful. So it's this water, like Lindsay was saying, leaching through the rocks. So it's this very cool, clear water.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the air, like right when you walk in, it's like the crispest, freshest, cold air, almost like at the top of like a Whistler, like a Whistler mountain.
Oh, I
but
love
in a
that.
Cave, yeah. Like we were just like, wait a minute. Like it That's just kind of hits you awesome. In the face and we're like, what is this place? Because we kept hiking and hiking. We're like, is this even worth it? You just don't know.
Oh,
and then we get
gosh.
In there and it was cool. They had Life Fest for everyone because it was like weirdly deep in areas and rocky. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, I don't know.
But it was swimmable.
Totally swimmable. Yeah. At first it was ice cold, like literally like a plunge pool, like an ice cold plunge pool.
So they had this launch area where you could jump off into the pool.
Okay.
So that's what the kids are doing. And the first woman, I think it was Nikki.
Yeah.
He was like, that was cold.
Yeah.
And for Nikki to say it was cold, I'm like, oh, mommy's not going into that. So there was another area you could like walk down and stick your toes in.
Yeah.
So I was like down there and I'm like, oh, that's chilly.
Yeah.
That's chilly. And then each of the kids ended up doing, Nikki ended up doing a backflip off the thing. Stella jumped in.
How
Coco jumped. They all jumped in.
Except for you guys.
We didn't jump in, but we got in.
We got in and we're swimming around. As the kids jumped off, they would swim to us kind of thing.
We took a few boomerangs together.
Yeah.
A few pictures up.
Super
but what
cute.
Was so cool is that Terry and Craig, who, you know, they didn't zip line. And,
right.
You know, they did some stuff at the aqua park.
Right.
No, they really didn't. They didn't do anything at the aqua park.
I thought. But the day before at the skate park, they did.
No, that's what I'm saying. At the aqua park.
Oh, the aqua park. Oh,
no,
yeah.
You're Terry,
right.
Terry did the obstacle course.
Right.
That was it.
That was it. Craig, too. Oh, no. Craig just nothing.
No, I don't think he did
it. No.
And then Terry, they didn't do anything else.
They were very supportive, though. It felt like they did stuff.
They were great.
Yeah.
They were there. They drank margaritas. It was all good.
Right.
But they looked at each other and they were like, I feel like this is something we need to do.
Oh my gosh.
And so
we were in shock. Were you in shock? I was in shock.
Totally in
and
shock.
They jumped together.
That's like a couple.
It was great. No, but they were like, one, two, three. It was like, one, two, three. I was like, is this really happening? I can't get my phone out fast enough.
That is so
and then
cute.
I took pictures, and I was so mad I didn't video. Because I was
have the video.
You have a video of it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Because I don't know why. I thought it was just so hilarious. I was literally like, everyone brace yourself. The old guys were jumping. Because it was like a serious jump. It wasn't like a little.
Oh,
it wasn't like a little jump.
Gosh, that is so.
And then they jumped, and then they were like, you know what? Oh my God! You videoed it. I had no idea. I was just like, "Oh, you guys, everyone, look at your dads. The old guys are jumping."
So funny.
And they were so cute.
And then it was cool because
then make you like love them a little more.
It totally did. Because it was just so like unexpected.
So
and
adorable.
You know the kids, they're used to us getting in there and doing whatever. But then for the dads to do it, and then the guys were like, "That was a cool experience. We're glad we did that."
That's
like, yeah.
I always like to show the kids like it's good to be a joiner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Especially for me, who doesn't like the water, that's always a big deal for me to
right.
do that.
For sure.
But it was very cool. So we did that, and then they're like, hey, lunch is included.
You're like, well,
and we're like, no, thank you. And then we paid $1 gazillion for the photos, because we had to have wristbands, and you do your little photo pass swipe everywhere you go. You're ziplining smile.
Yeah. Oh, what did Craig say? Everything's $45. Like, no matter what, everything's $45.
Really?
Remember him saying
I thought
that?
It was $176.
Because you had 45 times however many scans you had.
That's right.
Every person was like $45 for however many pictures
my
you took.
Goodness.
But Craig's like, everything here is $45. Like, the popsicles were $45. I mean, obviously, we all got a ton or whatever, but he's like, everything's $45.
But
are they
the
just making it up?
So good.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We need
good.
To make popsicles.
Yeah, we really
next
do.
Next summer, I think next summer's
there's,
version.
You know, there's an epic place in Cabo.
Mm-hmm. And they just do popsicles or they do booze popsicles?
No, just pops. They probably do everything. I think people hire them for parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
You sent photos.
I feel like that's next summer. That's our jam. That's like the pineapple champagne 2.0 is boozy popsicles.
You know what we didn't do last summer that I really want to do?
What?
We did not recreate the grapefruit rosé blended extravaganza from the Maldives.
Mm, that's right.
I have the recipe and we need to
yes.
do that. Okay, so anyway, so we did that and then we went back to the hotel and spent the afternoon at the beach.
Yes. Yep.
Which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That beach was so cool.
That night was the night we went to Bachata Rosa.
Yes.
I think we talked about. Mm-hmm. We had a terrible meal, beautiful setting. It was 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. with the wonton mm-hmm. on the news.
With the wonton crackers. And then the last day we spent at the beach. But all right. So like I said before, we had this beautiful area at the beach. No towel ever.
Right.
Very strange. But Frank took care of everything. And we spent like a very nice, cool
Thanksgiving day.
Pool beach day.
Yeah.
Right?
We were all together. It was like our last full day. We were all in the pool together, all at the beach together, all in the cabana together.
Got massages.
That's right, that morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
They loved it.
It was
like
for their birthday.
Yeah, it was like a birthday massage. I sent the four of them off to the spa. They got 80-minute massages, mm-hmm. each of them, and, you know, sat in the steam room and whatever they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
They came back very happy.
They were very happy. And also, it was like a nice morning activity for them because they can't sit at the beach all day. They get bored.
Oh, yeah.
So they had 11 o'clock That's massages. Great. So they got up, they had breakfast, they went off to the spa. Terry went to the gym. I took Kat and Coco to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, everyone joined back up around 1. The teenagers came in.
Yeah. And then we all hung out and we had our floaties. Oh, I love my wing floaties.
Yeah.
So cute.
That Coco called a moth. Mom, why are you floating on a moth?
What's going on, Mom? It's a moth.
Oh, that's hilarious. So on vacations, do you guys spend majority of the time together? Like what percentage of the time do you guys spend together versus apart?
95.
Really?
But the cool thing is we'd be totally cool if the other person's like, I'm going to go or
like a night with
Yeah, like
alone?
There was one night, I can't remember what night it was, but we came back from one of the activities and Terry and I
went and had Chardonnay because I was like, that's weird, she's drinking Chardonnay.
I was in the mood for a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
At the sushi place. And I think we were already in jammies, so we were like.
Yeah, we had a Chardonnay at the sushi place.
That's so funny.
No, it's important to know who to travel with. When we do our little tip roundup, we'll talk about that. But we did that, and then we got smart, and we talked to them about Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But Lindsay was very interested in having a very traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And they're like, great, we can do turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cornbread.
Okay. I mean, at this point, it was either first of all, I love a traditional Thanksgiving, but we had already had everything else they had to offer.
Oh,
right?
We were all going, yes, and add pasta and French fries so we could actually eat something.
Right. Right.
And?
The DJ and the dancing were so much fun. It was so much fun. We were on a deck.
And the cornbread and all that was a new window.
So we had this beautiful deck at the Palapa restaurant.
It was right over the water, yep. Right at sunset. Like sunset was like 5:45. Yeah. We got there at like 5:15-ish. It was just gorgeous. Like the setting was
perfect. Pictures. Mm-hmm. We hung out. The DJ started playing. We were dancing and hanging out. And they served appetizers.
Rolls and cornbread, which their cornbread was bagels. We specifically asked for cornbread.
They pitched cornbread to us.
Yes. And I was like, I want actual chunks of corn, like a corny cornbread that's very Thanksgiving. So they brought out bagels.
Sliced.
And we're like, what are these?
Actual bagels.
Actual sliced, actual like bagels. Thin sliced bagels. And we're like,
it's cornbread?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we had sold, Stella loves cornbread, like her favorite thing ever. We had sold them on it. And she's like, where's the cornbread? I'm like, that's what they call cornbread. She's like, this is a bagel. Why would they think a bagel is cornbread? I'm like, exactly,
By
child.
The way, do you know what my mom does with the cornbread?
What?
She adds cream corn to the mix.
Oh. I try to keep it on the. I boil real corn and then cut it off the cob and then put it in the mix. It's so good.
You're entertaining, I'm saying.
It's a good.
But I would love the non-cream corn.
I know. Yes.
Mixed into cornbread.
Ooh, Riley's. We're going to get Riley on that.
Oh, let's
mixed into
that.
Some vegan, gluten-free cornbread.
I had vegan gnocchi last night.
That sounds
At Mr.
So.
G's.
How was it?
On Balboa Island. Phenomenal. Really.
So is it if it's vegan,
wait,
is it?
But a gnocchi is pasta.
Yeah.
It's potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right.
Gnocchi is potatoes.
Right.
So is it still like a white starch? Like, do you feel like it's eating like a French fry? Is it the equivalent of a cheat of a French fry? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. It's a white potato.
It's a white potato.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so anyway. So they had the DJ and we danced and...
Parker, one of the kids requested... Why can't I talk? Requested Baby Shark and Parker danced to Baby Shark. Like, he literally looked up like, this is my jam.
This is my song.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Dancing with Parker, Baby Shark.
It was cute. You know, you have those moments that like, I will always remember those 2 moments.
Yeah.
You know, those 2 minutes.
So then when the sun goes down, mm-hmm. I had bought these things that... it's kind of like a little twirly bird with a light on it. And a rubber band, and you slingshot it into the sky, and it lights up and it twirls down.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had that, and we've had them over the years.
Yeah.
But most recently, we had them when we did our beach bonfire night.
Uh-huh.
So I bought 3 bags of them, brought them with me, and as soon as the sun went down, I'm like, "Here, guys!"
And it was
go
a hit.
It was a huge hit. So they all ran. There was a grassy area nearby.
So
they all ran over there, and they were doing that. I'm like, "Pick them up! It's uh-huh. We don't want to hurt the fish, you know.
Right.
Make sure you pick up all the trash." So we did all that. They love that. And then I brought sparklers.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone got sparklers, and we took pictures and boomerangs with sparklers. And then Lindsay was holding Parker, and I go, okay, we're going to give Parker a sparkler. I go, are you ready? I go, I'm going to hand it to him. I go, you look front. I will look at him, and if he starts to pull it, I'll pull it away from him. Okay?
Yeah.
By the way, she was very trusting.
Oh,
So I have the sparkler, and she's looking up, and I handed it to him, and I took the picture. And I grabbed
and
it
you
back.
You got it?
Yeah.
The photo?
Yeah.
It's, by the way, it's the best photo ever because he's looking at the sparkler.
It's so cute in the light of it.
Oh, so cute.
It's adorable.
It's like one of my favorite pictures of the whole.
Yeah, it was very cute. And the lighting of it makes it just look magical, you know? Of course, people on Instagram were like, oh, way to let your baby hold fire. I'm like,
Heather's fault. Sorry.
Cookies and fire.
That's her game.
But the night was just very festive.
What a good way to end.
Yeah, and they brought the twins the cakes, but they couldn't light the candle because it was too
windy.
And then they put the sparklers in. Well, I put the sparklers in there.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was a cute family moment. They had their friends there. They were laughing. They were genuinely happy.
Yeah.
They wanted to take pictures because it was so pretty. And they had the 15 and the cakes, you know.
That's awesome.
It wasn't like we were forcing them to take pictures.
Yeah. No, they liked it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Good.
It was a very fun night.
Yeah.
And then you told us about the terrible ride home for Max. But Lindsay told us what happened to hers.
Oh, before we left, though, I didn't realize there was a whole other restaurant. Not that I needed to eat there, but there was a whole other restaurant and a bar, which was sort of dark wood club sort of feel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we ended up having – and they had the most amazing drink menu that you would have loved.
Where was this?
In the reception.
Oh.
Yeah, who knew? Mm. They never showed us that. So, oh, and they had a kids club that our kids went to for 5 seconds.
Yeah, so they don't jump it on the trampoline.
There was a parrot.
Parrot kayak. Terry took a selfie with. We did a tour. Did you see him do that?
No.
Yes. For some reason, we took a tour through the, when they were showing us everything at the beginning, and there was a parrot. And for some reason, Terry really took to the parrot. So we took a selfie with the parrot, and he's like, do you recognize me? Are you a fan?
Oh,
you want a picture? Let's take a selfie. God. The kids were like dying laughing.
Oh, he's the worst. So
was, I thought it was funny.
So we stood there and we had our goodbye drink, mm-hmm. and then we got out of there. So let's talk about Lindsay's trip home.
Lindsay's trip home.
Oh, it was so long. It was crazy because both of our flights were going sideways at one point. Remember that?
You guys left at the same time to the airport?
Well, Lindsay was supposed to leave first. And what happened was her flight was delayed,
right.
which meant she couldn't get her connector. So they canceled that whole thing, uh-huh. started fresh.
Right.
So her new flight was right behind us.
Right. And so we get on the plane in Punta Cana, and we are on the plane for an hour. Then they say, there's been a mechanical issue. We're going to deboard, and we're going to put you back on the plane in an hour, right? Oh.
At the same time, you know, they delayed our flight 40 minutes for a mechanical issue.
Oh, right. No. And so she's like, see if you can get on our flight. And I was like, there's just no way. Our bags are already. And so it's very interesting the way I knew. So when we're getting off the plane, I saw them starting to take some of the luggage out. I'm like, there's no way this is an hour. And they know it's not an hour. If it's an hour, they're not taking the luggage off the right. plane. So I went up to the front, of course. And it's so funny how people react. Like people get mob mentality and they're yelling at these gate attendants who they really don't know. They really have no idea. And so they're just yelling. So I went to one of them really sweet. And of course, I'm holding a baby. So that always helps people, you know, want to help you a little bit more. And I was just like, I understand that, you know, this is stressing. What are you hearing? Just so I know if I should, whatever. And they really didn't know very much, but at least you can kind of give me a pulse. So they're like, it's delayed an hour, then it's delayed 2.5, but stay here. The plane's going to take off. So I have United on one phone and I have American Express on the other phone because I'm like, I am not messing around. And I've learned you don't wait for it to happen. You get on it right away. So I'm on the phone with both of them seeing like, what kind of story? United, what flight can you get me on? They're like, absolutely nothing till tomorrow. So then I'm talking to American Express and I'm like, how can you get me out of here? Like, we're already here. How can you get me out of here tonight? And so we went through for hours back and forth and there was nothing. But at that point, by that time, there was literally no way getting out of there. So now we've been at the airport. And the worst part is I had planned the baby's timing perfectly. We got on the plane. I put him to sleep. He would have been asleep for the entire 4.5 hour flight, right? So we get off the plane. I have to wake him up. So now everyone's like eating airport food and everyone's exhausted. And so now they're like, there's nothing. So they put us on a bus. So they want to put us on a bus and then they give everyone a free hotel, right? So they're schlepping you to some like, who knows, motel.
Oh,
I was like, there's no way. So now we go out and it's crazy because we always have planned transportation, but now we're out in this parking lot trying to source transportation. Like American Express couldn't work fast enough to get it.
Yeah.
So we're out there and it's like kind of like being in Mexico where people are trying to like, you have no idea, rickety vans, what you're kind of getting to. So I just found like a nice car in the lot, like an SUV. And I'm like, you know, asking around like, who's the driver of this car? And so we found the driver of that car. Loaded us all up. Craig's like, let's just go back to the same hotel. Let's make it easy. We'll wake up first thing in the morning. I'm like, yeah, but like our hotel was gorgeous and it was beautiful, but I don't know to go.
Couldn't do another meal.
You couldn't do another meal there. You could. I was like, well, you know what? We're just going to make the best of it. And I knew if we did that, it would have just been that extra day that was just lost because we've already done everything there.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start Googling. And we're just going to go somewhere. We're just going to go somewhere new. And we're going to have a second experience. So I was researching. I was like, let's go to the Hard Rock. And all inclusive scares me just because I don't know. It just does. Mm-hmm. But we got to the Hard Rock. Now it's like 6 p.m. 7 p.m. It's probably 7 p.m. 7 p.m. because it was a magic show at 9 that we were trying to make. We got there at 7. Everyone's like, right away.
I know.
Oh, you better believe, right? So we're in the VIP room. I get everyone like the snacks from the thing, checking in. I have concierge helping me right there. I'm like, listen, I've got like 12 hours here. Like, what can you tell me? So we took.
What time is this?
This is like 7 o'clock at night. The baby's done. So we go to a buffet, which was like, so now the Hard Rock is very like Americanized. So all of a sudden it feels like we're kind of having normal at home food, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it literally feels like a Caribbean Las Vegas, like a mini cheesy really? Las Vegas.
Okay.
It felt like a huge cruise ship on yeah. land. Okay. Tons of stuff going on. There's shows everywhere. And it was great. It yeah. ended up being, I mean, we were all completely exhausted.
Right.
And to like unpack and open all the bags again.
Ugh.
I mean, it was, that part of it was awful.
You didn't just like grab something.
Yeah,
like,
but you know, after a beach vacation, everything's not packed everything's that great. Mess. Everything's sandy. And I was like, we are making the best of it. And Craig's like, I'm exhausted. I want to go to sleep. I'm like, nope. Not going to happen. So we all go to the buffet because we have Parker, and then we also brought a babysitter with us just because Parker with napping and stuff, it would be mm-hmm. too limited. So we all eat all together, take Parker back up, put him down, and Craig and the girls and I, we go to a magic show. We take him for pizza after. We like all the shops are open. We go explore. I'm like, Craig, get yourself a vodka soda, pal. We're doing this. And it took him like a good hour or two to ramp up because he was already like, you know, when you get in that mode.
Oh, by the way, can you imagine Terry?
You would have had to do that by yourself. I feel like he would have been exhausted.
He would have found a flight home, or he would have been in the room sleeping.
Yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah.
That's what Craig wanted to. He's like, I don't understand why we can't sleep. I'm like, because we're here and it's something new. And so we ended up exploring the hotel. We took the kids out. We had them running around. I went up and put them to bed at like 11. And then Craig and I went out playing blackjack.
Oh,
yes. We had terrible wine and played blackjack till like 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, we won a little bit, but Craig does this thing where he does all in.
He can't
not do all in. Like when he's overplaying, so his last hand he did, and sometimes it works, but the last couple times it hasn't, and this time it didn't. It's just, I'm like, just
you
don't.
You play too, or just watch it?
Oh, I love it. Oh, no, I play, too. But I'm very, I always win a little because I'm very like conservative back forth. Mm-hmm. He's like all in. He either loses his shorts or he like comes home like the hero.
I'm the worst at gambling.
You are. Me too.
Oh, roulette.
Oh, I'm so good.
Like half my chips on black, half my chips on red. I'm like, I won.
You're playing again.
Like, you won your money back, ma'am. Like, whatever. I still won.
I still won. Oh, no, I love it. I'm very serious. Like, if people aren't playing by the rules, like, I'm like, you should probably, they have cards at the gift shop that tell you not to stay on a 14. 17. 17 is stay.
Oh, my God. I'm never playing any game with her.
I know.
Oh, I'm very serious.
And you guys go to sleep?
Go to sleep.
Wake up.
No, it was 2 a.m. and then I went home because I was like, it's Black Friday. I didn't do any of the things on my list. My whole plan, put the baby to sleep, Wi-Fi on the plane, Black Friday shop. So we get back to 2:30. I do a little bit of black because it's 4 hours difference. Black Friday shopping. I go to bed at 4 and I wake up at 6 with the kids because I want to be at the downstairs at 7 because we have to leave for the airport at 2. So I'm down. I mean, the nanny probably thought I was insane. She comes with me.
Why at 7 when you have to leave at 2?
Oh, because I want to maximize the day, girl. If we got to wake up at 6, we're down at the beach at 7. We're doing relay races at the beach at 7. The kids' pool opens at 9. And then we do the slides and all the things. There's lots of pools. But I don't know.
Your kids have energy for this?
Well, because they went, yeah.
How do you honestly have the energy?
Oh, I crash and burned afterwards. And I'm going to crash and burn still later. Because, you know, you get home.
By the way, the unfortunate UTI from the Lazy River.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys got one? You guys both one?
She didn't go on the Lazy River. She did not go to the Hard Rock.
I'm like, oh, wow, you guys all
know. No, I didn't. I don't even think it's
like, damn. Is it bad? Can I talk
about
it? No. She's like, oh, UTI. And I go, Lazy
she
River.
You put hashtag Lazy River. And I was like, shit, you're right. Because I'm always like, what's the prescription we like? Because there's one we like and one we don't like.
I get the Cipro and the Peridian. Hashtag Lazy River.
And I was like, oh thank you. And I hate you.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yep.
So you took them.
Took him all day. And then, of course, so Craig goes back early to the hotel room because he's like, I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. And I push it till the very last second. So we're on the trolley. This place is so, first of all, it was very cool. Like, perfect for kids, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly like a cruise ship. You can walk up. You can grab whatever you want. They have the soft serve machines. You can make your own, which the kids like. Like, it's just
it's
so
like
good.
Beaches.
It's like beaches. It's so good for kids.
Kid friendly.
But
that was one of their favorite vacations, beaches.
The beaches?
Yeah.
That's good.
But I like that it was a Hard Rock because it was still very, like, rock and roll and, like, kind of Vegas-y. So it's. You don't feel like you're just schlepping around like a kid's.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't like the Nickelodeon.
Like it wasn't the Wolf Lodge.
Thank goodness. Yes, it wasn't like Wolf Lodge. Like you had fun too. They had different bars with different drinks around and it was fun. But I'm terrible. Like I'll push limits. So we're driving back in the trolley. Like I've perfectly planned the timing. And then we're driving.
Kids are showered and all that? Or they're just like.
I haven't showered them yet. But we're like good on timing. He's like, you better believe. You got to leave. The tram took me a while. And then I see like the main pool.
The tram from the pool
that takes you all around the resort. Because it's huge. It would take you like a half hour to walk it. And then then we go by the main pool and they have like a new blow up that I hadn't seen. And I called that morning right at 9 when it opened. I said, what are you doing? Because I had heard they had foam parties. I'm like, are you doing a foam party? Are you doing a big blow up in the main pool? And they're like, no, none of that. And then we're driving through and then
what's a foam party?
Foam party where they like fill foam. Like they fill the pool with foam and all the kids dance. I heard
no.
That. Yes, they didn't have it though. But so I called and they said none of it was happening. Then we're going to leave and I see it. So I was like, get off the tram. One more stop. So then we go into the obstacle course. Then I push limit. So I get up to the room. Craig's super irritated because now it's like we have literally 20 minutes to get everything in the bags and get everyone showered before the long trip. But we made it. And I felt like we had a whole second experience. And it's kind of like the boat thing. We could have just sat there and been like, this is awful. We just want to get home. Mm-hmm. We want good food. Yeah. We're, you know. But it's like, listen, once you're
there. I'm so tired listening to this story.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't it make you want to just vacation and stay in my room?
UTI medication.
Makes me want to have you pack Cipro and Peridium next time. But
I know.
That's crazy. I know, funny. Listening to your guys' stories, I wonder what kind of mom I'll be. And like,
I wonder.
Think, you know, like, I just think, like, I wonder how I'll handle things in that situation. I don't know. That's insane.
But you're very good about being rational.
Yeah, you're a cheerleader.
And,
you're like us. You're a good cheerleader. I think that. So here's some of my take home.
My take home things.
All right. First of all, always be happy.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Life is short and you're on a vacation. And it's just like when you get married or when you have things go wrong. And if you suffer the things that go wrong, you don't get to experience the things that go right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can't laugh about it.
And you got to be able to laugh about it and have fun and whatever. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it. Yeah. Laugh about it.
Right.
But if someone is taking you to the cleaners, like the boat people.
Right.
You gotta fight about it.
Absolutely. Right.
And also there's been a couple of times, like I remember the first really expensive vacation Terry and I went on was at the Four Seasons on the Big Island in Hawaii. And we rented this suite. We'd never done that before. We'd always gotten like a regular room. We got in the suite and we paid a lot of money for it. And the air conditioning was broken 5 out of 7 days we were there. Like broken, like hot. And just a lot of things in the room were just really not acceptable.
Right.
And we asked about it. We were nice about it, whatever. And then when we came home, people were like, you paid that bill?
And you never fought it?
No.
Right, because you just felt bad. Like,
I don't know. We didn't know that was even an option. But you know what? Sometimes you do have to speak up.
Right.
And say, hey, listen, this isn't right. Look, if you're staying at a Best Western, you're not going to expect Four Seasons service.
Right.
But Best Western, it should still be clean.
Right.
Yes.
It should still have water and
towels.
Towels and whatever they're supposed to have.
Right.
But I think it's you should be able to stand up for yourself.
Okay. And I've learned you should stand up in those type of situations where it can be solved, do it right away. You know, but the problem
except on the boat
because you're on a boat. You're there's no choice.
You're stuck.
But something like with your room, I've learned that so often I wait and I wait and I'm waiting for nothing to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's why when I told you about you have to be proactive, and when you know it's something that needs to be fixed, you just got to be on them almost to a point of like. Not irritating them in the sweetest way possible so that they're like, just make this girl happy. Just solve the problem.
Absolutely.
Because so often I've been too nice and then you're 5 days in and you're like, oh my God. Push them and you're like, why didn't I push them at day one
because they would have moved you to that other room. They would have done that.
There's definitely a squeaky wheel gets the
oil. Oh, I think so. 100%.
Okay, here's the other thing. So Tamara taught me, and I never did this, but Tamara's the one that used to tell me on the trips that she always had a wheelie bag with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, why schlep? Why not just bring your purse, check everything? She's like, because I've had my luggage lost and we have to film and all this stuff. And I want to make sure that I have X, Y, and Z. I still never did it on the show, but on this trip, I told you.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this part, but I packed, you know, a couple of dresses and my accessories and a couple of bathing suits and a bathing suit for each of the kids. So that, number one, as soon as we got there and they said, I want to go in the pool, I had it ready. And number two, if the luggage was lost, we could function
for a day or two.
Right. Until it made it there or get to a store or whatever. Here's my new tip. And I did not do this on the way home, but I will from now on. I think that you have to have, in that same wheelie on the way home, you have to have some clean things for everyone. In case this happens again, so you don't, because when we were flying home, when we did all the luggage, I had mostly okay, so here's all the laundry in these ones.
Right.
I try to separate it as we pack a little bit.
Right.
So that it's easier when we get home. This time was a little bit different because the kids were packing for themselves. But like you were saying, when you start mingling clean and dirty, it everything kind of needs to be clean. So it's hard to go to another hotel and unpack stuff and have anything decent.
Right.
So I think on the way home, take that same wheelie and pack a couple of things that in case of emergency, you could pull out.
Right.
Yeah. Especially for these long trips.
Yeah. Right. I also like in that bag, because that's kind of what I did, is fresh, packaged snacks. Like, I love how you bring a suitcase of extra stuff.
Yeah.
What I like to do is have an extra bag, like a big Ziploc of snacks that you don't touch during the trip that goes on there. Because when you're leaving, especially from an international place, it's not like they can grab stuff that they like to eat, kind of packaged snacks. Right. So I like to always just have a big Ziploc full of snacks that you take with you, because it's easy on the way there because you're leaving from your house. But, on the way home, I think it's...
That's what I do too. I mean, I always have a big thing of, bars and snacks and chips and things just little snacky things, pirate booty. I don't know, just things that they like and I know they'll eat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Talk about your extra suitcase. I love your suitcase with snacks and floaties. Like, what goes in that suitcase? Because I used to ship stuff always before, I don't know, the last couple of years I've always shipped stuff, but now I just do the one extra suitcase.
Yeah, I do the one extra suitcase. And in the extra suitcase, so I have my own beach bag for my things, and then I have the family beach bag. And they have their own bags they could carry, but I find it's just easier sometimes to have one big bag with the goggles,
sunscreen.
Pool toys, sunscreen, snacks, just cover-ups, whatever they want to throw in there.
Right.
And when they collect shells, and even Coco still likes a bucket and a shovel.
Right.
And I've got a nice collapsible bucket. By the way, best bucket
genius
ever. I've had this one collapsible bucket for the last 5 years, and I take it on every vacation.
Huh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I like that.
It's pink rubber and it collapses. You just pop it up and off you go.
That's so smart.
But you can collect your shells and do your whole thing.
That's so smart.
Yeah. So that's what's in there. So there's snacks. There's my floaties because we had a pool at our place. But I would think I would now take floaties everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that was so fun.
It's so fun.
And I brought the pump to pump them up. And I brought extra sunscreen and I brought Thanksgiving things. I brought the sparklers. I bought the cake toppers for the twins' cakes.
Cute crowns. All the crowns for everyone.
I brought Christmas crackers, but Thanksgiving crackers. Mm-hmm. I brought crowns for everyone. Yeah, like little trip things.
Yeah.
And I also put books and games. We had a Clue game in there. We never use that stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you have it, you don't need it.
Right.
Which is good.
Right. But it's nice to have, especially if we happen to have a rain day or, I don't know, it's good to have.
You never know.
I also think it's really important to know who you're traveling with, because if you travel with people that are very codependent and need to be on top of you 24/7, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Because sometimes you need alone time. Sometimes you want to go here or there. And Lindsay and I travel very well together. You and I travel very well together. We travel really well with the Bellows.
Right.
They're super cool and easy.
Mm-hmm.
We travel with Donya. I would say most of my friends I've traveled with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not codependent.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Right.
Like, why aren't we going to dinner? Why aren't we doing this?
Oh, I have had that though. I've been on vacations in Hawaii, especially when I went a couple times without Terry and I just took the kids by myself, like mom trips with the kids where they were like, well, aren't you meeting us for lunch or we're going to be here at 9 a.m. or you need to come here? That's just too much.
Yeah. You're like, I'm good. It's a vacation for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh, no, as Lindsay always says, it's not a vacation. It's a trip. It's a trip.
That's right.
But I had honestly all in, Terry will complain about it and say, that trip. I would tell you that he says that this is revisionist history. I don't agree. I had an amazing time because I spent quality time with each of my kids.
Yeah.
And I had a great time with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we had great couple times together.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with Terry alone, too. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. And it was just good. Oh, except for the first night.
Why?
Because the first night... Oh, I got to post the video now. The first night, we get there. They show us around. Da-da. We unpack. And we go to dinner at the sushi restaurant. And we get back to our room. And there is a trail... I go into my room. And there's a trail of roses... and candles.
Yes.
Leading up to this huge tub.
It was so nice. My room had it too. It was so nice.
Bubbles in the bathtub, and they wrote love on the floor in candles, real candles.
Uh-huh.
But it said L.
And then the heart.
And then V.
Uh-huh.
Or E.
No, it was just L, heart, V.
Okay.
And then I walked in and I was like, so my first thought is, must put children to bed quickly.
Go. Yes.
Go. And so I run out of the room. Get everyone situated. Run back. Throw everything off. Jump in the tub.
You did?
Yes.
And then?
Terry comes in and goes,
who did this?
Why is it L heart? No. You know what it was? It was L heart E.
That's what I told you. Yes, right, because it was supposed to be the O and the V.
Yeah,
because
the heart was the O and the V combined.
Yes. Okay.
It was L. And he goes, that doesn't make sense. And I'm like,
I'm naked in the tub. And that's what you're
naked in the tub. Lots of bubbles. And then he's on the phone because he goes, oh, you know what? Craig told me we can't drink the water here. So now he's looking it up.
Yeah.
And looking up the water thing. And now he's going.
And now you're getting pruney and you're like, well, really?
So he goes back to the kids' rooms and he's telling them, now he's giving everyone bottled water. They didn't have bottled water in the bathrooms.
No.
Which I thought was very strange. Mm. So he does all that. And by the time he comes back, like, I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Done.
Right.
Done and done. Did you partake of the bath?
Craig fell asleep too.
Terry didn't fall asleep, but he came back and I was like, eh, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out and I was like, ugh. The only good thing was
The
next day, he could have gone two ways. And usually he goes the first way, which is the jujitsu. What do you want from me? I'm tired. We were just on a plane all day and blah, 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 like that thing.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and he goes, I'm so sorry. Because I just didn't get it. I think, you know, we drank and I was exhausted. And then I was looking up
the water thing,
and I was just thinking. And he goes, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought, oh, I am such a douche.
Aww.
So he said, he goes, why do they always do that on the first night?
Yeah.
Why can't they do those kinds of things on the second night once you've acclimated?
The L heart E at the end, please, not at the first night.
Or the second night.
That is so funny.
But it was very, but I thought that was super sweet.
Yeah.
That he.
Totally.
Because I was up in the middle of the night like, wow, man.
But that. Really? Like we could have totally started off the trip.
And then you want to hear something totally gross? On the second to last night, Coco went to take a bath in that tub.
Oh.
So I turned on the water. I was texting you. I turned on the water to give her a bubble bath because I'm like, someone should enjoy the tub. It smelled so bad. Like sewage in the bathroom. I'm like, I got in this tub? Really?
Again, it's that volcanic.
From the bathtub?
Yes, it's
from
all,
the water.
Yeah.
Oh, so gross.
It's everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
But to end on a happy note, I just want to say the Dominican people were lovely.
Yes, they were all very
sweet.
And
the staff at Eden Rock were phenomenal.
Yep.
And we love Frank and Adonis.
Yes.
Very much.
Yep.
And we're thinking for the next trip, either Tulum or Costa Rica. So everyone, please sound off.
I like
Tell
it.
Us where to go.
I like it.
Thank you so much for being here on these two epic
I know.
Podcasts. Recaps. Really appreciate it.
Totally.
Ms. Lindsay.
By the way, I have to try out the spa. The spa, the Lido spa.
Oh, you have to.
It looks incredible.
Get the wraps are amazing.
My mom loved her massage.
Did she?
She said it was the best massage ever.
She did.
She loved it.
She came out very happy.
Very
happy. They have some of like the most high-tech equipment there, so it's like the place to go.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Tell everyone where to find you on social media.
Lindsay's Cloud. I don't know why most adults have their real name, but Lindsay's Cloud or Million Dollar Tan. And on Instagram. I don't really do other ones. Do you do other ones? Do you do Twitter?
No. I'm so lame. I can barely get online.
First of all, you have so many cool photos. I'm like, why is she not posting these? People would love to see.
Natalie's about to get really good at that.
Good.
If you post them.
I'll send you to post. You know, okay. I'm not.
Oh, you're so many
but
cute.
I like to do my own post because I don't like people thinking someone else is posting.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I took the cutest picture
ever of you snorkeling right before you went snorkeling with the kids. She has like snorkel on her face and they're literally about to go in the water. I'm like, this is the cutest picture ever. You did?
On my story.
Oh, well, that was a normal
right before we got it.
I didn't see that on your story, but that was normal post worthy. I'm just going to say that didn't need to be up in the stories.
But what I am posting is my beautiful cellulite photo. So there you go. And Lindsay was very kind. She was like, it's a reflection off the sea.
It was.
I mean, I thought so too when I saw it.
It was.
Can we just go with that?
Yes, please.
Excellent. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here. We love you guys and appreciate all the support. Don't forget to pick up the Dubrow Diet. It's about to restock at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So get your order in because they're going to go with the queue, with the line. Oh. So if you have your order in, as soon as the next shipment hits, you're going to get your books out first.
I love doing this kind of thing now instead of January 1 when everyone else is. You know how the gyms are packed the first 2 weeks of January? Like, I'm always
doing it now while it's cheap before they
Yes. And I love, like, I think this is the perfect time to start, like, on your book program. Why start after the holidays? Now and then listen. How many real, like, cheat days do you really need during the holidays? You have a couple.
Week.
Yes. You have a couple holiday parties. I think that people get in the habit of after Thanksgiving, like, oh, let's just pile it on.
Yep.
And most of it's not worth it anyway. So
no.
It's good to make great choices. And
yes.
Feeling your best during the holidays, nothing better starting January 1, feeling like a million bucks.
Totally. Not feeling like you're behind 15 pounds that you could have been on top of.
Totally. So pick up your copy of the Dubrow Diet. And we're at Evine this weekend. So go to evine.com. We have brand new scents of our award-winning champagne body cream. So we have lavender, fig, and grapefruit rosé. You can buy them separately or you can get a 3-pack.
I'm all over
that. That is so cool. And we have this brand new drinkable collagen called Hala Kala, and there's nothing like it on the planet.
Hala Kala.
And you pour it into any drink, hot or cold, and it's tasteless.
It's like vodka, water.
Literally anything. Yes. And the most comprehensive collagen on the planet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is game changing.
That's cool.
Game changing. And there's studies showing. Takes care of cellulite.
Really?
Yeah.
My gosh.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
Just saying. Hala Kala. Hey, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.